The Don and Mike Show.
Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C., 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
You see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left to be radio. That's just for ugly people.
Wild card caller in New York. Welcome to Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Good evening.
Yes.
I'd like to ask you a question along similar lines as the previous caller. I think it's a little bit of an arrogant presumption on your part. When it comes to the relationship between quantum mechanics and the theories behind ass play, and for you to just say that the only intelligent life is on this planet, or that there is in fact intelligent life on this planet, proves that you have not paid close attention to the callers of the Don and Mike Show. And my question is, where's your crop detector now, see? Right.
Yes, every once in a while we'll get one of those that come through.
Stay tuned for your shot at Big Bucks. Secret Sound, only on the Don and Mike Show.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Viewer discretion is advised.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-265-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Welcome. Welcome.
Someone called for a doctor.
Welcome.
Someone called for a doctor.
Welcome.
Someone called for a doctor.
Welcome.
Someone called for a doctor. Someone called for a doctor.
You are a great guy. Thank you so much. Anybody here never seen us before? Anybody? A couple of people. Well, our show is the memories of Elvis, and this is a tribute to the late King of Rock and Roll. You know, we're not here to make fun of Elvis or take his place or anything like that. We're just here to bring you back some memories.
They're just letting the audience just stand out there like that. Oh my god, okay. Now let's hurry off, seriously. This is retarded. They told me they were gonna do a vamp. Oh no! What are they doing? Oh, my band members are doing my groove! I thought they were gonna. I know, well, I'm just not gonna just stand out there.
Say, baby, say, baby, hey. Girl, say, girl, say.
I'm over here now.
He was in. He was good. They built tremendous highways and trains. You know, got all the things. Got this going, everything. He was good at the beginning, but then he went nuts. He went berserk, I guess, and I think even his own generals started killing, didn't they? Everybody in history knows that he did. Was good at the beginning, but he just went too far.
Well, thank you, but that information is absolutely useless.
Homosexuals are trying to compare their plight with the plight of black men or black people. In the process of history, homosexuals have never been castrated. Millions of them never died. Homosexuality is a decision. It's not a race.
That's right.
And when you look at it, people from all different ethnic backgrounds living this lifestyle. But people from all different ethnic backgrounds also are liars and cheaters and malicious and backstabbing. We're in sin. And because this nation is in sin, God will judge it if we don't get it right.
That's right.
Someone called for a doctor?
Listen. Yeah, you should. You never come see me. I've been busy.
Everybody's busy. And don't lie to me. I know your father forbids you're coming down here.
He doesn't, honest. He just doesn't want us to talk about you in the house.
Well, you can go shit in his ass. Oh, I shouldn't use that kind of talk. Don't let me ever catch you talking that way.
Welcome. Welcome.
Someone called for a doctor.
Welcome.
Someone called for a doctor.
Welcome.
Someone called for a doctor.
Welcome.
Don and Mike.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Hey, Don and Mike. Or did or not fill a book?
It's the Don and Mike Show. And they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
I hate that.
Get out of here.
Look at
their TJIF.
Outfits
on.
A true story. He was a neo-Nazi with one true enemy. Himself. A man of faith. A man of hate. And a soul torn apart. Your discretion advised.
I meant that in the traditional TGIF way, not the restaurant chain.
Of course.
Okay, thank you.
Someone called for a doctor?
And good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Birthday. And all the ships at sea. Hey, three words.
Yeah.
Water skiing squirrel.
Right.
Really?
Yes. And here's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
I guess you didn't know that, Mike. It's at the Washington Boat Show this weekend.
The water skiing squirrel's coming back?
Would you?
Right.
You didn't know that. Hi, everybody. Don and Mike Show. And it's a new episode on this Friday. March 7th.
Right.
Phone number 877-365-3636. Unless you are listening to us in Canada.
Yay!
Montreal, Vancouver. 1-800-636-1067.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
Howdy, Buzz.
Hi. Welcome.
All right, welcome. Okay, we just traveled.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Someone called for a doctor?
Welcome.
Thank you.
All right.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Someone called for a doctor?
Welcome.
Thank you.
Welcome. And hi, this is it. This is the show. It's right here now, gentlemen.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Good afternoon. How are you guys doing?
Hello, Bob.
Good. I was wondering if Lisa does turn out to be pregnant, but somehow she has like a miscarriage, if both Don and Mike will come out to Sacramento.
What a horrible thing to say.
Well, you know, we got to think of these things.
No, you don't.
I think if Lisa miscarries, no one goes to Sacramento.
Are you calling from Sacramento, sir?
He's gone, Mike.
Oh, he's gone.
He's right. Gone.
He's out of there.
Like the wind.
Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up?
Hi.
So I saw Gary Valentine last night at the Improv.
How did you like the show?
You went to see Kevin James' brother, who was on the show yesterday.
I had no idea he was even Kevin James' brother.
Yeah.
But he was good. Didn't F up. He did a good job.
Yeah.
He had a question and answer period at the end of his set, which was kind of weird and kind of slowed things down. But
did our names come up at all?
No.
All right, well, bye. Nice talking to you.
You know, for my money, a stand-up that does Q&A, you know, at the end.
Yeah.
But that's like what the talk show hosts do.
Carol Burnett.
And right. DJs.
Yeah. Yep.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Don, Mike, Radio Gods.
Hi there. You're on the air.
Yeah, Mike, I implore you, be like Moses and cast out that stone with a bet written in it. I came to Sacramento because I lost a bet 20 years ago, been married 3 times, and working 2 jobs just to survive.
You mean you're saying don't go to Sacramento?
Break the bet. Make it Walnut Grove or Elk Grove or something, anywhere but Sacramento.
Okay, my friend. Hello, Don Mike Show. We're going to get right to that right here in just a second. Lisa's just waiting to pee.
Uh-huh.
She's waiting to go number one. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
And if you're so concerned about her peeing on the stick, have her pee in a cup and then dip the stick in. That's the way I took all my pregnancy tests, because they say that you have to pee on the stick for like 10 seconds.
Okay, listen, let's just get right to this.
Yeah.
Let's get right
to it. That's what everybody's thinking about, Don.
Let's welcome in the soon-to-be Mrs. Charles Loring Broyhill, Lisa Herndon hyphen Hyman Broyhill. Where is Lisa? Lily is coming in. And
are we going to have both of them in here?
I think Brown Gwendy's coming in.
Good. And then we'll have the reaction, too, like they do on the commercials, you know, when you have the... you know, the people cry. And,
hey, Robbie, would you run over and get the 2 boxes that Buzz bought us, please? And run them over here. Here's
good afternoon.
Hey.
Hi, ready for the test?
Yeah, I really have to go.
Okay, excellent. Well, hold on just a second.
Bonus party.
Here we go.
Who are we waiting for?
I think she's waiting on us. Is Brown Gwendy ready?
Brown Gwendy, I'm sure, is on her way down.
All right, let's see now, Mike. So both you and I can agree on the test. We have either first response.
Mm-hmm. EPT.
Early result pregnancy test or EPT.
EPT. Both my daughters. I confirmed with the EPT.
Mm-hmm. I'll go with that because it says over 99% accurate. The most certainty at a time of uncertainty. Over 99% accurate, easy to read results, one easy step.
You really have to go, don't you?
All right. When to use EPT can be used at any time of day.
Uh-huh. Where's Wendy?
And as soon as you miss your period and any day thereafter. Easy to use, remove the cap, and place
now
the...
Now, let Brown Gwendy open it. Don't be handling it and everything. You're going to damage it.
Remove the cap and place the absorbent tip in the flow for just 5 seconds.
Here's Gwendy.
Be sure you rescue the box because there's an 800 number on there. You can call and speak with a live nurse if you have any questions.
Lay the test flat while developing and read the result in 3 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Easy to read. One line, not pregnant. Two lines, pregnant. All right, here is Brown Gwendy. Hi, Brown Gwendy.
Hi, Don.
Gwendy, we really appreciate you doing this, incidentally.
No,
I know it's, you know, you're taking one for the team here.
And incidentally, my wife finally knows that there is such a person as Brown Gwendy because on AOL it comes up on my buddy list all the time.
Right, right.
Brown Gwendy.
Brown Gwendy. And your wife thought it was a fictitious character?
She's a made-up girl.
Who is Brown Gwendy? And I said, well, she's a girl. You've met her.
Right.
Well, who is she? She's brown.
Right.
Is she black? No. What are you? You are?
Rican.
You're what?
Puerto Rican.
Puerto Rican.
Uh-huh.
So here's the deal. Brown Gwendy will go in the bathroom with Lisa. Lily, you got your cell phone?
Yeah, I have it in the back.
Okay.
And one of my bridesmaids, Gwendy, will help.
Are you a bridesmaid, Gwendy?
Yes.
Congratulations. Cool.
Congratulations.
All right, we'll open that baby up, and then, if you pardon the pun, bring it in, and it's 3 minutes, it says on the box. So go to the bathroom. I'll call you on your cell phone right now, Lisa.
Always nice to see Gwendy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
She's very cute. I'm always looking at Buzz.
Yeah, she's
very
Gwendy, cute.
Always looking at Buzz for female affirmation.
I believe Gwendy's made the rounds of
what do you mean?
I think she's dated a couple of the single fellas here at the ranch.
Really?
I think so.
I hate that.
Hasn't she?
I only know of one.
Only one?
Who?
A CK.
All right, that's enough of that.
So that's Taint.
Sure does.
Taint.
Hi, it's Lisa.
Hi, Lisa. It's Don and Mike.
Lisa, how have you been?
Hi, Mike. Okay, here's Gwendy. Hold on.
Are you in the ladies' room yet?
We're in the ladies' room now.
Squeezita!
Robbie, we'll need a timpani, please.
You got it.
They're going to bring it in here, right?
Come back in, yeah.
I'm putting Gwendy on. Hold on.
Okay, here is Brown Gwendy. Hey, hi, Brown Gwendy.
Hi, how are you?
Hey,
hi.
Gwendy, is CK the only guy that you dated here?
Here, yes.
Here, yes.
Mm-hmm. Very good, all right.
Did you have relations with him?
You'll have to ask him.
You know, hey, you know what? Do you find that the employees of this radio station are just getting more savvy on how to deal with our onslaughts?
Well, I think that means yes.
Well, I mean,
if she had never done it with CK, that the answer would be
flat out. But, you know, I thought it was very deftly handled there.
Yeah, really, it really was.
Did you ever think when you were dating that dope that it might turn out like it did for Lisa and Charlie?
I have no idea.
No idea. All right,
she's going now.
She's right, going now?
She's going right now. Now, can you verify that she's taking the stick and putting it in her stream?
Yes, I'm peeking through the door.
Yep.
And for those of you...
It's between her legs, and she just went on
time. Okay. Thank you, Gwendy.
Now, for those of you who were not with us in the past couple of days, first, shame on you. You can never miss a moment of the show. The long-speculated romance between Lisa and Charlie was, of course, finally brought about a couple of months ago by Lisa. As it turns out, they're engaged.
Yes.
We're very happy for them, but rather curious why the wedding date is so soon, June 28th.
Yes, we were wondering whether it was a shotgun wedding.
As Buzz mentioned yesterday, everybody said the first thing was when Lisa would say the day is June 28th, you go, of next year?
You immediately began to speculate, and of course you have maintained your theory that there is a pregnancy. I'm standing by the two kids.
I think she's knocked up because if she was to be pregnant, she could get married and still fit into the dress in 3 months, and it wouldn't show a lot.
Right. And this is the subject of a bet between you two.
Yes, and the loser of the bet has to go to Sacramento for one day. Mm-hmm. Sometime at a date to be arranged between now and Labor Day.
Right.
The loser of this bet has to fly to Sacramento by himself. And meet some of our listeners on a Saturday night. I believe that was the night that was agreed upon out in Sacramento.
So now we are waiting. Obviously, the test might have been completed. Gwendy, what's the status right now?
She's all done. She can start the timer, and we're walking back into the studio.
All right. Okay, how long is it supposed to take?
3 minutes, Mike.
Three minutes.
Box said three minutes.
3 minutes from being in the stream.
So
Boy, oh boy.
We'll be right in there.
All right, come on in. You know, I think
we're walking down the hallway now.
Don't you agree we should probably give the... Give the thing to Buzz and let Buzz tell us when the 3 minutes is up, because you won't trust me to hold it and look at it, and I won't trust
you. Yeah, Buzz, come on in here. Buzz, come over here. All right.
Or actually, I could just leave it
at... Well, no, Gwendy can probably handle it, right? I trust Gwendy.
Mm.
Buzz, you want to come over and be the...
Sure.
Whatever. All right, let Buzz come over and... Now, that's it. It's right. It's in there.
It's in there. Nobody wanted to touch it.
I mean, I'd touch it. I just didn't want to carry it around the office going, look.
Okay. Look at Buzz. He'll touch it.
So why don't you get on that microphone and... Buzz, get on the microphone number four.
Now, what? Where are we on the time right now? We have, what, about a minute and a half left?
Well, if we have about a minute and a half. Robbie, start the timer, because on the telephone now is, well, we knew he'd call back, Chris from Seattle, even though we banned him yesterday. Chris!
Yeah?
What's the matter, Chris?
What's up, Chris?
Hey, Chris, we're doing a pregnancy test right now. What are you doing?
What's up, Chris?
I just talked to Joe, and... He told me to tell you guys that, well, I got your antenna today, but I can't really accept it.
Why?
Because, I mean...
Are you crying?
Are these crocodile tears, Chris?
You guys don't understand that my whole life, my dad and everybody in my life has always told me...
Oh, Jesus Christ. Hold on a second, Chris. Just hold on a second. Buzz, are we nearing the time?
I don't know. How's the timer, Rob?
We got 45 seconds.
You want this to be an accurate test, right?
Buzz, yeah.
What does it say on the... How are we going to determine which is which? What does it say on the thing? Slide this out so I can turn the... I'm supposed to keep it level. So
I remember, Mike, it was one line pregnant...
And two lines.
Two lines.
Well, let's read it. What is it? So we know. What it says is two lines is pregnant, one line is not pregnant.
Okay.
So one line is not pregnant, two lines is pregnant.
Well,
correct.
You know, we should, after Buzz pulls the stick out, we should just turn the box over. Since the stick is inside Lisa's number one in the box, it's really easy on the back of the box.
Does the shade have anything to do, like if the box is in the shade or something like that?
No, but we're supposed to hold it flat, level, I guess.
All right.
Until the time is... Where are we at time-wise, Robbie?
Well, if it was 90 seconds when they said for me to start the timer.
Roughly, yeah. Wait. What is that when it says, so one line means she's pregnant?
Well, hold on.
No.
Look at the box. Look at the bottom
Somebody
of the box.
Read this. I have read it, and I'm telling you again.
What does it say?
Two lines means pregnant, and one line means not pregnant.
All right, now, Buzz, would you please?
Wait, can my fiance be here?
Charlie, come in here. Absolutely, Lisa. Of course, he should be here.
That's the second time I've had to use that word, and really,
my fiance.
Yeah,
it feels good, doesn't it?
It's cool.
Welcome to I Married a Monkey.
Where is Monkey Boy? Mr. I don't care about anything.
And I say we move on without him.
Oh.
Buzz, what are the results?
Are you ready? Do you have the timpani ready?
Yeah, well, I got another. Hold on a second, Buzz. Are you ready?
Once again, Buzz. One line means pregnant, two lines means not, or vice versa.
Joining us now is Charles Broyhill. Hi, Charlie.
Hi.
Hi. And?
The answer is one line. She's not pregnant.
She's not
I don't have to go.
Mike has left the studio screaming down the hallway he doesn't have to go to Sacramento. Well, Charlie, let me ask you.
Sure.
Mike is now... Mike's out of the studio.
Dancing.
If in fact... Can I see the stick?
Sure.
Not that I don't believe you, Buzz.
Can you tell by taste if she's pregnant?
I am... Listen, I said I would drink my own number three, but I will not go near this.
Wow.
Yep. Oh. Mike, you can see as well. It's one single line if you want to take a look at Lisa's EPT.
Oh. You're just grabbing that line. No concern.
Smells wonderful. That smells like staying on the East Coast to me.
If I could ask Charlie, if she's not knocked up, why are you marrying her on June 28th then?
Works best for the calendar. I didn't want to wait a year.
But we have vacation time at Labor Day.
Right.
We have the gigantic Christmas break. Mike, you going to have a heart attack?
Jesus.
You okay?
I just ran too fast.
Christmas is a celebration to itself.
You don't celebrate Christmas.
He does now.
He does now because he's a family man.
Oh, and not only, listen to this, he's so pussy-whipped. Robbie's birthday, incidentally, and happy birthday, Rob.
Yeah. Wait, tomorrow. It's your birthday.
Tomorrow is Rob's birthday.
When are we celebrating? Monday?
Today. And Mike, he has done the required. He dropped
twice.
One million clues that his birthday was coming up.
You know what the problem is?
What?
Rob is always the one that tells me, like, the day before.
But Rob
it's somebody's birthday.
Rob has said on the air, though, that his birthday is.
Did you get him a gift?
I did, yes.
Yeah. Did you get him a gift?
Yeah.
All right, I'm gonna get your effing gift over the weekend because I want to get you something nice. You always get me nice presents. I don't want to give you cash,
cool.
Although I'm carrying.
You know what's most important to is the homemade card.
Okay, all right.
So please.
I can knock that out during the show.
So anyway, it's Rob's birthday, and in our next break, we'll be celebrating Rob's birthday with the two-girl sex show. Uh-huh. And Charles Broyhill, who has always been one to stand up and take the take one for the team.
No longer?
No longer accepting.
Yeah, well, that's the way it goes.
Huh. Right, Charlie?
We never had that discussion.
Oh, well, when I talked to your fiancé, she said that we...
Oh, really?
That we could find no one who would accept. And I said, well, why don't you ask Cameron? And so she asked Cameron, but I guess did... Oh, no, this would be a first lover's quarrel.
Oh, good.
Did she never... You never ask Charles?
No.
And would you have a problem with him now accepting a birthday nude for Rob?
Cameron's here.
Yep. Let me ask Lisa, here. Though. Would you have a problem with Charlie doing it?
We are...
It's normal.
We're engaged
to
be married.
You don't have to explain anything.
Welcome to the club, Charlie.
Thank you.
Charlie, if you want the nude, you can. I would love for you to have the nude if you want it.
I do.
This is the point in the relationship where they lie to each other. It's great.
Young love is great, isn't it?
Now, is this going to be putting the stuff on the face and all that kind of stuff?
I don't know.
Okay, because I was just going to... I almost got daring for a second there, but I don't want to do any of that crap.
Oh, come on, Mike.
No, I don't. I don't want to do that.
Why don't you participate with Cameron? Let Cameron do the stuff, like put the penis thing on his chin, but you can be involved as well.
Very good, very good.
Just to a lesser extent.
Absolutely.
We're all in here.
Hey, we're all in here.
Hey.
What are you doing here, Joe?
Charlie, here's the souvenir.
Joe.
It's your EPT tester.
Hi, Joe. I just wanted to warn Charlie that Lisa just threw a little pothole that's going to turn into the gates of hell. When she said, if he wants to, he can have one.
Oh,
that is the biggest.
No, Charlie may not be. He may be Monkey Man, but he's bright enough to figure that one out.
Watch out for that one.
That's the first sign. Thank you, Joe.
Well, the thing is that I know he wouldn't want it regardless.
That's right up there with guess my age.
That's right.
How much do I weigh?
Does that make me look fat? Yeah. Guess my age.
How do I look in this?
Mm-hmm.
All right, get out of here.
Okay.
Thanks.
Kids, congratulations, I guess. And that means the big winner in all of this is Sacramento because... Guess what?
Sacramento Don Geronimo's coming to see you. Wow. And you know what? I'm going to tell you something, Sacramento. He's happy about it.
Sure.
He's grinning ear to ear.
I'm not upset. Mike, I'm not upset.
You're going on a road trip.
I'm not upset. I'm happy.
Absolutely. And you know, I would say as we get closer, we'll be taking more calls, people anticipating your trip out to Sacramento.
Yeah, I'll bring my wife with me. We'll have a good time.
There you go. Enjoy yourself.
You know, all I ask is that it be as I'm sure you would, some low-key event, just at some tavern.
What would be the total time commitment that you want to put into the actual meet and greet? Would it be an hour or two?
Two?
2 hours.
2 hours.
I think you're being extraordinarily generous.
Sure. Mm-hmm. 2 hours. What the hell? We got a lot of listeners out in Sacramento.
Like it to be a bar, bookstore, coffee shop.
Whatever.
Yeah. Whatever they throw together out there.
Bistro.
The Sacramento Valley Amphitheater.
Yeah, well, whatever. But I ain't doing a stage show.
Right.
You know, I'm just going out there.
All right.
Maybe by that time you can pen your novel and we can have a book signing.
No. Although I will tell you something very dangerous that my wife did get the program. And it was this weird thing. She had to download it on my laptop. You had to download it within 48 hours of helping you to write a book. Hello?
Hi, my boo-boo. I just wanted to correct something.
Yeah.
I don't think I'll be making that trip.
Why?
Because, sugar, I didn't go to Las Vegas with you for a weekend.
But that was
because of Bart.
That was because of Bart.
But I wasn't crying big time. And I might have to, I might have to, Bart might have something else he needs me for.
All right, that's fine. I mean, I'll go by myself. I just thought, you'd like to go. You've never been to Sacramento? I really do love it.
I think it's
a beautiful city.
If we were going to go for a week to the West Coast, that'd be great. But for a Saturday night, I don't think so.
All right, baby.
All right, I want to go to Paris for a Saturday night.
Well, who could go with you? Who would want to get out of the house for a weekend? There's a big-headed boy in the back of this.
Is someone called for a doctor?
Yeah, I think so. And I
once made me a problem.
And I think really probably you knew.
Oh, no, that's right. He hates it more than I do.
That's right.
Yeah, Rob hates Sacramento. Although
he'd be abused out there.
We'll find out how much he really hates it.
Mm-hmm.
Rob?
Yes?
Would you be my date?
Will it be fun?
Don't we always have fun together, no matter where we are?
Yes, we do, even in that town.
Oh, come on, look at him, he's red. He's scarlet, he's red.
All right,
yo,
all right.
Wow.
Yes, we'll go.
Done and done.
Let's go!
Thank you, Robbie.
Yay!
I think I've been set up. I think you had Rob in mind all along.
If not, honey, listen, you're my first choice. But,
well, it's like Lisa's telling Charlie that he can have a stripper if he wants one.
You know, if you went out there for you,
say that only because I don't want to go, huh?
That's where they've got wine country out there. You know?
I meant that very seriously when I said I wish you would go. I mean, that was you did. You hadn't called, and I've not spoken to you about this in real life. I just assumed you'd want to, you'd come, but.
I would if I can go on the Wednesday and return on the following Tuesday.
No, it's a 1 day thing, so I just. It'll just have to be Rob and I.
Okay.
It just means another. You don't say this.
It's another Monday off for me.
Yeah. Oh, you bet. If you thought we had stories from Las Vegas, you wait until we get back from Sacramento.
That's when I wear my extra put my feet up shoes.
Well, all right, baby. I love you.
Bye. Love you too.
I'll see you later. Adios. So the news is Lisa Herndon not currently carrying the demon child of Charles Broyhill.
I knew it all along. I had total faith in her. Total faith.
And, wow, I got to go to Sacramento. Oh, and Chris is on the telephone from Sacramento.
Yes.
And again, let me Seattle. I got Sacramento on the brain. Mm-hmm. Let me reset real fast. Chris is a guy who's called the show, I guess, for about a month now, from Seattle, where he listens on KQBZ. He originally was contemplating suicide. He's been in drug rehab. He's had drinking problems.
But he simply is a radiophile. He calls too many shows, and that's why we banned him from our show yesterday.
But he's calling back today. And, Chris, what can we do for you?
I just wanted to say I'm sorry, and I would never lie to you guys.
Well, Chris, the deal is this: if you're going to be on our show as Chris, the guy, and you're a dividing rod. People generally either really like you or hate you on the show, but because of that, because you're not universally loved like, say, me, you got to just be true to the show.
I am. You know, you guys want to know why Brad called here?
All right, now here's what I'm going to request, Chris. Okay, Chris. Chris.
Yeah.
No tears.
Don't cry.
Come on, take a big deep breath. Suck it up. Be a man. All right.
It's going to be hard because I was drinking all day.
Okay, but just don't get emotional on us.
What have you been drinking?
Mike's Hard Lemonade and vodka.
Oh, you did the thing that we recommended with the shot of vodka.
Mike's Hard Lemonade and vodka.
Yeah, and I only have a little bit left because I drank a lot yesterday.
Hey, Chris, you work tonight?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you work at a Walmart tonight?
Yeah, at 10:30.
So listen.
Snack and panties.
So you received the antenna that I bought you for your TV because you knew he had his cable turned off because he ordered too many pornos and then couldn't pay for them.
Right.
And he couldn't watch TV, so I mail-ordered him an antenna so he could watch, the regular, TV channels.
Here's what I got. Do you want to know what I got?
Yeah.
I got the UPS information notice because I was sleeping on my couch and the guy knocked on the door and I thought it was a dream, and I was having a dream where I was at my dad's house helping him put fishing gear in my truck, and then I woke up and the guy was gone and I saw him driving away, and so they said that we attempted to deliver on a first attempt,
right?
And there was one package from Radio Shack.
Yeah, that would be it, Chris.
So you're waiting to get it then.
But I just feel bad taking it from you.
Don't feel bad, Chris. Listen, everybody gets a second chance, and sometimes a third chance or a fourth chance. But really, if you call these other shows on the radio station in Seattle, you're useless to us.
Can I tell you what happened?
I don't care.
No, we really don't care about that. What we want to hear one thing from you, Chris.
Okay.
Do you know what that is?
That I like you guys, and I have a place for you in my heart.
No,
not that.
We want to hear it's about going on other shows. What do you think we want to hear from you?
You guys want to hear
Don, Mike, I'm sorry that I really screwed up, and even though that I don't have excuses to make for myself or explanations, that from now on I follow out as your guys' follower, because when I was in high school, I used to be a leader of my pack.
That's really not what we wanted to hear.
Here's the deal, Chris.
It's pretty simple stuff.
Even if you're in jail, which is, I guess, why you called the other disc jockey on the station.
He called me.
He called you. Well, now
at my brother's house, or at my house, and my brother answered, and he said I was in jail, and he called to make sure I'm going to Green River. I went to Green River.
Well, then you've got to tell these other disc jockeys, and listen, we're fine if you'd rather be the pet of another disc jockey on the radio station, but if you're going to be our pet, you have to just be ours. You have to wear our collar. You have to be in our electric fence area.
You have to go to the bathroom in our litter box.
Well, guess what? Well, on my window in my bedroom wall, guess what I have on my window?
What?
Don and Mike, listen, is a listener here.
All right. Now, are you saying that this disc jockey called you and didn't even speak to you, spoke to your brother?
Brad called my house, and I was in jail. I went to jail about 9:30 the night before.
Can you possibly give us a yes or no answer, Chris, really, when I ask you?
Did the other disc jockey call you?
No, I had to call him, but I didn't know I was going on air.
All right, so you called him back. What we want from you, Chris, is simple. If you're going to be on this show, you're just on this show. Because really, it kind of rehashes it if you go on other shows. It really does. We like to have that exclusive because we want our listeners to hear it, and we want it to be you. We do this
I don't want anybody else's show. I want you guys' show.
All right, Chris.
Then
you got our show if you keep it.
That's just crying.
Listen to what I did. I've been crying all day. I've been drinking Crown Zar in Mike's Hard Lemonade. Cranberry.
All right. Well, that is a good mix, I'll tell you that. That'll get you effed up.
I know, but I can't have anything over a 0.01 when I go to work, so I'm thinking about maybe stopping in a little while.
Well, that's good, because it's like 12:30 in Seattle, and how long till you have to be to work?
At 10:30, but I have to sober up because it takes a while when you haven't drank for a while.
Yeah, what I would do is now we've agreed that you're going to be back on the show. You're not going to go on the other shows. It'd be probably a good idea for you to crawl into the sack and get a little shut-eye.
Right. All right, Chris?
Yeah, guys.
Okay, so listen, enjoy the antenna.
I want to send you a thank you card for your antenna because I really appreciate it.
You're very welcome. You know, enjoy some of that fine over-the-air programming offered by ABC, CBS.
And there's no need for you to cry anymore.
UPN, don't cry.
Okay.
All right, we'll see you later, buddy.
I like you guys, and I'm sorry.
We like you, Chris.
Okay. All right,
keep your promise.
Bye, Chris.
Okay, bye, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. There he goes.
Robbie was a little fragile. I didn't think there was any real good in passing along your hatred for him. Rob was shaking his head violently in the back.
Someone called for a doctor?
He'll screw up again.
Yeah, I know he will. Hello, Don and Mike.
He might not even make it through his shift tonight.
Hello.
What makes him lovable.
Don and Mike.
Oh, that's it.
Hello, Harriet?
Yeah, this is Harriet.
Yeah, Harriet.
Why are you guys making such a big deal out of Lisa maybe being pregnant? She'd been pregnant on the air before, and she had an abortion.
I'm not mad.
When did Lisa have an abortion?
Oh, you can't remember that?
No.
It hasn't been that long.
Who is screaming in the background there?
Somebody's on the phone. Somebody's talking, having a whole other different conversation.
Well, I do not remember. Lisa's been working with us, I think, a couple of years, and I don't.
Did it have something to do with her menstruations?
Well, yes, it did. It had something to do with my menstruation. That when we were in New York, I said something at breakfast, about, like I was cramping or something, and said my period is late or something. And you said, "Oh, are you pregnant?" And I said, "I don't think so." And you said, "We'll see." So we went to Nana. We bought a test, and there, in the very clean bathroom up in New York, I had a test. That was negative.
We forgot.
All right.
I can't believe we forgot.
I forgot. All right. Bye, Harriet. No, she's not had it. We gave her the test. Lisa's flipping off the phone right now.
Thank you, pro-life.
How can this be? A guy says I'm welching on the bed. How can I possibly be welching on the bed? I'm going to Sacramento.
Yeah, you know.
Scott.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's your problem, bud?
Now, wait. I just told Joe Don's going to start yelling at me immediately.
Well, what is it?
But listen, just as you were reading the instructions off the box, you said, and for those of you who weren't listening yesterday, I'll recap for you. Whoever loses the bet has to go to Sacramento, and you emphasize by himself.
So what?
You're working in a little friend, so you have somebody to hang out with. You know?
I think the implication there was without
partner. Mike.
Yeah.
And Mike, if Mike had... God, you dummy. If Mike had... Hey, if Mike... Hold on. if Mike had...
I'm the only one that's allowed to accuse or make it. I mean, it's totally my decision.
If Mike had lost the bet, I would have... Or if Mike had lost, right? I would have no problem if Mike wanted to bring his... If you had a special gal.
Yeah, absolutely.
Or if you wanted to bring Rob with you.
Yeah,
or,
no, I mean, I was the one really who... Really was kind of looking in the back and said, gee, who could it be? And I'm looking right at Rob because I thought that would be kind of funny. And you know how it is funny when they go out and they have their... You know, you familiar with the movie...
Call for a doctor?
Pulp Fiction, sir?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you Jules and Samuel L. Jackson.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, Samuel Jackson's Jules and Vincent. Jules and Vincent, that's really what they do is, if Dom went out by himself, I'm sure he'd have things to talk about. But if Rob and Don go out to Sacramento, they'll have adventures.
We always do. And listen, like Mike said, the bet was me and Mike when we said have to go
and
out
really,
by yourself.
And really, right. When it's a bet between you and me, on both sides, there are only two people that can throw around welching.
Okay, but don't make me cry.
Shut up, douche. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello? Are you there?
Hey, Mike?
Yeah.
Mike, how are you, buddy?
I'm fine, buddy.
Sorry. This is Gary. A long time ago, like maybe a year ago, I worked part time for Domino's, and I delivered a pizza to you. I came downstairs and saw your band and everything, and
uh-huh.
I'm the one that found your white dog with all the sticker briars and everything all over.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
And I just want to say goodbye to you guys, and I love you guys to death. I'm being deployed tomorrow, and I'll probably miss you for a good year and a half or so.
You're going over to fight Saddam?
And thank God I get to fly a damn thing, so that's great.
Oh, well, good
all
luck,
right.
And God bless you.
Godspeed. USA all the way.
You take care of yourself, okay?
Take care, Mike.
Come back safe.
All right, bye, Don.
Hey,
bye, Don.
Just remember, your lover over there, your pizza guy, he's the guy saying peace.
Well, I support our guys.
I support our troops.
I support our guys. It's not. I'm anti-war. I'm not anti-U.S. military. No,
right, I'm busting your balls. Hello, Don and Mike show.
I got all serious.
I know you did. Hello.
Hello.
You should get serious about
what?
That pimple.
Oh, I'm 43 years old, and I have a crater. And thank you for bringing it up.
How could I miss it?
Because I was going to bring it up myself. Rob, do you see what's on my face?
How can you miss it?
Look at this thing.
Stevie Wonder just called in to say he can see it.
This thing is horrible. This is actually... I'm 43. I'm not supposed to get these anymore. I'm not supposed to have that type of, that troublesome skin.
Hello?
Hormones.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yeah, hi.
They've gone wild.
I'll take the test.
Hi,
Doug. Can you hear me?
Yeah, you're on the air. Turn your radio down.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's all right.
I used to say that Lisa Harmon didn't... have the other lady that was in there with her take the test to make sure...
You have no right to comment on someone when you call her Lisa Herman.
Oh, sorry.
I'm sorry. That's horrible.
Lisa Herman. Lisa Herman Munster.
Paging Lisa Herman. Paging Lisa Herman.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
Hey, Buzz's birthday is 7 months from today.
All right. Thanks for the
little
update.
Reminder.
The 7th.
Also, Don, Rob, should I pick you up from the airport when you get here?
Negative.
Oh, come on.
Negative.
I show you all the good places.
Negative, my
friend. Since we were talking about the bet.
Yeah.
And since you've done this with me before. You know, when I lose a bet, you say, hey, would you mind doing this?
What do you want me to do?
This is one thing. I mean, I'm going to ask. I'm not telling you. I don't think, and it's not welching, but I really...
Yeah?
I just think you guys should announce your flight arrival.
You got it.
Have people meet you at the airport. And is there a chance you could, I swear to God, if Rob brought a tape recorder, the only thing I'd want you guys to tape would be when you're walking from the plane down the causeway and just to hear could you do that?
The seven or eight people that are there at the airport? Yeah.
Sure. It would be a shame if they didn't film when the Beatles arrived in 64.
True.
So
there you go. All right,
why
good.
Lose it?
It's fantastic. Yeah, that's a great idea.
Consider it done.
All right, very good.
Hello, last call. Don and Mike show. Hello. I mean, not last call forever, but we got a break. Hello.
Yeah, Bill from Green Bay.
Yes, yeah, hey there.
A couple things about Chris in Seattle. Without the cable, an antenna, we just call that welfare cable up here because it's the basic line. And one other thing about you talking about... One other thing about you guys,
welfare cable. Welfare cable.
Oh, man.
Hold on, I get it. Yeah, welfare cable.
Whoa.
And the other thing is, I may add. You guys sound like Hans Blix negotiating with Saddam with that Chris. Now, don't you?
I got to hang up on that.
Oh, man.
Jesus Christ, it's like Jerry Seinfeld's new baby just called the show. Right out of the womb, funny as F. Clear the lines here. Got a call number 100 for the secret sound at 877-365-3636. Hi, Titty Bar here.
Yo.
Say, speaking of, are the lovely ladies in the house?
What do you think?
Well, now, come on. Don't play with me. They're always late, but are they here?
No.
Both of them are late?
Of course.
God, strippers.
We told them to be here when 40 minutes. Here's Charlie. Hi.
I asked them to be here at 3 o'clock so that there'd be no way they'd be late.
Yeah.
But we're only going to have one now.
Only one, but is she on her way?
I suppose so.
Okay. All right. Listen, I don't bust balls about this because I know that this thing with these strippers.
They're highly unreliable.
They're nutty getting here.
Okay.
All right. Bye. Bye, Titty Bar. Bye-bye. Oh, and somebody from the engineering department, this brand-new phone thing is just busted again. See that mic? Hold on. No. You know, all I did was hit it with the CD.
There's the answer.
And suddenly it started to work again.
Don't touch anything.
Call for 100-877-365-3636. Give you a shot of $500 with the secret sound. Good luck.
This is the Don and Mike Show. His love of animals put him into a tank with a killer whale and gave him a close encounter with Coco, the mountain gorilla that learned sign language from her keepers.
A mountain gorilla? This is gigantic. I got scared. So the only thing I could think of was to say to Coco, I love you, Coco. Because I knew that if I said I love you, then I'd start to feel I love you. It's a simple actor's trick. I love you, Coco. My advanced honor. I love you, Coco. Coco, I love you. And I knew that my body was softening. I love you, Coco. And I got right in front of her. I said, Coco, and I looked into her deep brown eyes. I said, I love you, Coco. She put her hand out and grabbed me by the balls.
The Don and Mike Show. God damn it. The Don and Mike Show.
Well, girl's not here yet.
Man, you just can't rely on strippers anymore. What's up with that?
I think it's just strippers. I think it's the whole species.
Well, you'll get no combat here.
The enemy. Time for a call 100 right now. Oh, do I like this? This Coldplay.
Yeah.
This is terrific.
Okay, I was just thumbing up Rob on the enemy comment that Buzz just made.
Call number 100. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I'm trying to call her 100.
Yeah, you did it. What's your name, my friend?
Darren.
Hey, Darren, where are you from?
I'm from Alexandria.
All right, Darren. Here you go. You won the Girls Gone Wild prize pack. For the first time ever, Girls Gone Wild, uncensored on pay-per-view next Thursday at 10. Footage from Cancun and Panama City will rock your world. Enjoy it.
They rock.
Get it on cable, DirecTV, or Dish Network. But wait, there's more you've also won. Pair of tickets to see Pearl Jam. Pearl Jam's Riot Act with the Buzzcocks.
Mm-hmm. The Buzzcocks featuring Buzz Burbank.
I won Nissan Pavilion. You have won these tickets before you can buy them. Pearl Jam tickets go on sale. Take it back. Guess what, kids? You can buy them. They went on sale this morning.
They went on sale today.
10 o'clock. It's
the Buzzcocks on Cartoon Network.
CC.com. Now you play for $500 with the secret sound, a common everyday sound, a kitchen sound. Your clue is orange juice. Are you ready?
Yes.
Play the sound now. Please don't answer until Mike sings like
Chub Rock.
And we will...
speed. Caller, name this sound.
See that? That's our new favorite voice that Mike's not doing on the show. The guy from Cartoon Network. Will you give us just a taste of that with the...
Yes.
Just say Cartoon Network?
Cartoon Network. And I'm a man who was born to have a mic on. Next to me all the time, ready to kick a rhyme. It'll keep me out of a financial bind. Chub Rock.
Yeah.
Cartoon Network.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. For $500. What's that sound?
That is the sound of Welch's red grape juice dropping on the floor.
He's taking the Larry King commercial.
Orange. I see a girl coming in right now.
Oh, we're sorry.
No, thank you, my friend, and don't forget that every guest is a
clue for you.
Now, does she need time to warm up? I mean, I saw it's got to be our girl.
Sometimes they have to slip into their duds.
That I saw walking into the building.
You sure it's not a salesperson?
Well.
One of the latest? You'd probably be able to tell the difference.
A little too good looking to be one of our sales staff. She looked...
fine looking?
She had that look about her. You know, that Cartoon Network voice is very close to Bob Dole.
Cartoon Network.
Bob Dole.
Point Carter Point on Cartoon Network.
Bob Dole. I don't swim.
I don't swim on Cartoon Network. Futurama.
All right, let's see. Let me call the front desk. It'd be nice to have everything all tied up here and do the thing that we want to do it.
Hold it.
Hello?
Hey, baby.
Yes?
Is our stripper here?
Yes. Are you a stripper? Yes.
Of course you do. Colette, now really, couldn't you tell by looking at her?
No.
Really? Huh. I think Charlie just went to get her?
Yeah,
that's intriguing.
All right, I guess we'll go with it now. I don't think she needs time to put on an outfit, being as I think the whole point is she's coming in to get naked.
Well, sometimes they put on the maid outfit.
She's a cute-looking girl.
I wish there were two, because now I'd say, who's receiving the nude?
Cameron Gray.
Cameron Gray. I'm going to let him have the nude.
But, Mike, you can have some of the nude.
Well, you know, I'll participate.
You can have part. It's the look you like. It's that swarthy.
Hello there. How are you?
That swarthy, like,
Latina kind.
Guatemalan
of
look.
Yeah, very hot Latin kind.
Hi there.
Hi, how are you?
How are you? Great. You're 56 minutes late, but that's okay.
Sorry.
Thanks for coming by. And you are?
Yeah. My name is Natalia, and I'm from Touch Too Much.
TouchTooMuch.com.
Have you been here before?
Yes, I have.
You performed in the studio before?
Yes, I have.
Very good on Cartoon Network.
Now, let me tell you that this guy right here.
Someone called for a doctor?
It's his birthday. Robbie?
His birthday.
Robbie, it's his birthday.
He gets a special act.
But he's not getting it because he's married.
I'm so married.
Now, Rob.
But I give it to my friend.
So you give it to Rob.
Okay. No, Cameron.
Cameron. Cameron. It's Rob's birthday, but Cameron. Hi, Cameron.
Cameron, take a seat.
Look what just dropped out of her purse.
Oh, a condom. Cameron.
Well, this will be a good show.
Cameron Gray, as many of you know, unfortunately, for many years had to work with G. Gordon Liddy.
Yes. Very painful for Cameron.
He escaped that. And is now working
year after year of pretending those women in the calendar were attractive.
I haven't had a good show to do this on. Can I do a shout out real quick?
Yeah.
There's a special, special older lady named Diana.
Go ahead.
No last names, not necessary.
That's right.
You're a beautiful, beautiful lady. And, you know, I've heard you've said some things about me recently. I don't hold any hard feelings, but I'm sorry that he had to move out of your house and go back to the family. I'm really sorry.
Are you kidding? It can't.
I was.
Hi.
Is that true? Come on. Very sorry. You're a beautiful woman. I wish you the best.
That's funny.
Well, now I need. Are you doing a bit, or is that?
Is that what you heard? You talked about that, right? That was really happening.
Yeah, absolutely.
Did you hear about that?
No.
That. The story I heard. We're not mentioning any names.
Right, no last names. Not necessary.
No last names are necessary. But the deal was, he was moving out, but he was so afraid that he was doing it like one box at a time.
So she wouldn't find out.
You are kidding me. Yeah, oh yeah.
Lisa, you are on the air.
There's your kind of.
You.
So he was moving out.
Slowly, like box at a time.
One box at a time.
Like bringing stuff so she wouldn't know that that was happening.
So that the
right. So she wouldn't get all upset.
The old regular.
Right.
The missus wouldn't know.
The beautiful older lady.
He saw the light.
He was forced to see the light.
Ah. Oh, amen. All right, brother. Very good. That is so cool. Hey, Cameron, nice having you on the show, man.
I haven't had access to a really highly rated show recently, so I just wanted to say it to the public.
Is she bad-mouthing you on his show?
No, off the air to people who have things to do with this building.
Oh, really? Oh. Okay.
Well, she got a big mouth.
Yeah. Oh, yes, she does.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she got a big mouth.
Fascinating.
She got a big mouth. So she backed the wrong horse as well.
She did.
You know, a lot of people around have been wrapped back at the wrong horse.
It seems to be catching, but maybe it'll slow down now.
Listen, I know that this is terribly inside, and probably 98% of our audience has no idea what we're talking about. But for the 2% that does know,
right, yeah, absolutely.
This is good stuff.
I did really for you guys in the room, really, but I just had to get it off my chest.
This is good stuff. All right, so anyway, this is Cameron, and he'll be accepting for Rob.
Hi, America.
Robbie, on your birthday tomorrow, you will be...
Believe it or not...
Whoa, wait a minute. Oh, she just got back home.
Wow.
God.
Hey. Well...
Hey, are those real?
Yeah. Definitely,
like,
yeah.
They got to be real. Look at them.
Oh, my. Wow. How big are they?
34C.
Wow. It's good.
Yep. Beautiful.
Perfect.
Beautiful.
See them at touchtoomuch.com.
Fantastic.
Too much? Yep. Except it's in a bikini, but you have to get us for a party, and then you can see them.
Touchtoomuch.com. How old will you be tomorrow, Rob?
It doesn't matter. Come on. Hey.
32 tomorrow.
32 years.
All right, and Cameron will be receiving whatever it is that you would have done to Rob if Rob was not, happily.
And Mike's not doing any of this?
No, because we have one, and I think that you worked
best. But it's your show, I feel.
No. I mean, I'm still, you have to remember, I'm easing back into this
okay.
thing.
Well, how about you just warm up Mike a little bit?
He's going to be wearing that.
Okay, Cameron will be wearing the penis mask.
Sadly.
Right.
It's not a penis mask.
It is, what is it then?
Strap-on.
Oh, strap-on.
And then it goes right where...
Oh, it goes where
it should go.
Where it should go, yeah.
Mm-hmm. See, we've had it before where the guy puts it on and it's that comes out of his chin.
The famous buzz act.
Yeah.
This time we're going to see how he moves his waist.
Okay. Very good.
Excellent. Very good. I'll be over here if you need me.
Buzz.
Buzz.
You know, Buzz virtually turns the lights off in his studio when this happens.
Buzz is dying to be in here.
You don't mind, do you?
It's my birthday. Come on in.
There you go. You got microphone number 5.
Buzz, Rob just invited you to come over.
Oh, it's my birthday. Wonderful. Come on.
You got mic number 5 hooked up there, Rob?
Oh, yeah. Just a second.
No, I'll stay here. I have a good view here.
Touch too much. That is that's the website.
Yep. And I'm Natalia.
And I'll tell you about Natalia. You know what? I can say one thing about Natalia.
She got a rocket body. Yeah. She got a rocket body.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
How old are you, Natalia?
I'm 22.
22. Oh, my God. Oh. Michael, that's, is that 2 years too young for you?
Yeah, about 3, maybe.
3?
Yeah,
two,
legal.
3. What?
I'm legal.
Yeah, you're legal, right?
Very legal. Oh, no, you're legal.
The valid driver's license. Now she is strapping on the strap-on. Cameron, are you in any pain right now, Cameron?
No.
All right, very good.
Very pleasurable.
What was that?
There's no pain to this.
There's no pain to this. No pain whatsoever. She seems
only
to...
Only enjoyment.
Only enjoyment.
It's kind of like when you get suited up for a bungee jump.
Right.
All right, let me get some
what I was
sex music here.
Very good.
Hold on, number 6.
All right.
Wow.
Look at that. Wow. And now the panties are coming off your boss.
Yes, oh, my.
And look at that landing strip. I applaud that.
No tan lines.
Now that's the way it ought to be done, right there.
Long brown hair.
Belly ring.
Yeah.
Curly.
Perfect.
Blonde highlights.
Nice curly.
There are people at home who want to know this.
Over
I'm
his
not Spanish.
There are guys with
beach you're what?
Russian.
You're Russian.
Ooh.
Yeah. You are Russian.
Duh.
Yes.
Das
Vidanya.
Darling.
There we go. That is it. Now she seems to be putting some sort of lube.
Yes.
Now, Cameron, you got a Ziploc
bag full of it.
You got to tell us exactly what... You got to tell us exactly what's happening here, Cam.
I've been lubed up from a Ziploc full of lube.
You are wearing a strap-on right now.
It's a red, light burgundy strap-on.
Fuchsia.
And it's now wet.
Yeah. And
it's slippery.
Now, where would you like to be and where would you like Cameron to be?
My back, okay.
Yep.
Cameron's off to the gun's floor.
Cameron is
on
now
floor.
Getting on his back.
Okay. Natalia, you are going
to... Natalia is now... She's taking a seat.
Oh.
Oh, there we go. We have Adult Swim. Adult Swim. This certainly is Adult Swim, but
this is very adult. What are you doing, Cameron?
The act.
Now, let me ask you something, Cameron.
Yes.
This is obviously a simulation.
It is.
How close is this, and how does this approximate the real thing? Is it
99%.
99%? That's a good answer.
I can almost picture
that's a good selling point.
Exactly real thing. But you can watch
it. Wow. Yeah, this is...
Wow.
Now
what's,
well, you're missing a great angle.
I can't
angle
see. What's
here.
The position now, Mike?
Now she's turned around. She's facing me. Wow. And she is still maintaining her seated position.
So Cameron is on his back. Mm-hmm. Cameron is looking at her back. And
yeah,
she
right,
sits
right.
on...
She seems to be having a hard time getting comfortable.
Wait, what's Natalia, that? Do you want to, Robbie? Do you want to say something?
Cowgirl.
What,
Natalia?
What's that, Natalia?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Well, now she's commanding. She's pulling Cameron up by the latex appendage.
Lord Almighty.
Oh, here we go.
Now what's happening over
now,
there?
Now it's a little rough. You know what I mean? It's like, you ain't nothing but a hound dog.
Wow. Hold on. Let me turn the music off. And let's Rob, put the microphone right down there. Let's just hear this.
You're getting a little spanking.
Wow.
Cameron.
Wow.
But just listen. Keep going, Cam.
Okay. Right, hold on.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We're changing positions again.
Oh,
now she is
enjoying. Wow. Wow.
She is.
It's fuchsia no more. Why, it's gone.
It's more pink.
There you go. All right.
Pants. Well. Pants.
What's that?
Okay, don't repeat that.
Wow. Bravo.
Wow. That was a nice trick.
Wow.
Fantastic.
That was a hell of a trick.
Nicely done.
I have realistic. A couple for you.
You what?
I have a couple more for you.
Oh, good. A couple more tricks. We love the
my
tricks.
My God, huh? This woman's nuts.
Yes, she is.
She is.
And yet she's beautiful.
Beautiful. Yeah. Absolutely stunningly beautiful.
Perfect body. Very.
Hey, who would like a treat?
Very European looking.
Cameron would.
Would you like
Cameron wants a treat.
Would you like Cameron, she asked, who would like a treat.
I would like a treat, please, ma'am.
Please, sir, ma'am. Please, ma'am, may I have another?
Please, ma'am, please.
Is that a Hello Kitty bag?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
That's sweet. Hello Kitty. Nice pussy. We have there. What is there? What's in your little bag there?
Baby wipes.
What, little baby wipes?
Yes.
Okay, very good. It's always nice to clean up.
I can only imagine.
Yeah.
Now, are the baby wipes going to be used, or are you using those to clean something with?
Myself.
Herself.
Oh, clean it. Oh,
oh, okay. Tidy up. Yeah. You always have to take them off. All right.
That's going to be deleted out.
Hello,
think.
Kitty Pop.
She's Kitty Pop.
She's going to put the lollipop down there.
Right. Absolutely.
She's going to put the lollipop.
Make it extra sweet.
Hey, you got what we're saying? You got where? You got our subtle humor where the lollipop is going?
Lollipop, lollipop, save a lollipop.
All right. Wow.
She's using the baby wipe.
How about those boots, too? Do you see those? Like?
I'm not looking at the boots, Cameron.
Oh, it's just it's the whole pack.
Yeah, the boots do make it, though. Really, yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Right now, like she has the lime green.
Okay.
Lollipop.
Later. Back.
Okay.
Now she is asking Cameron to get down on his back.
Can I have your biggest head right here?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. There we go.
And?
Okay.
Lay on your back.
Well, you said right there.
And I need your biggest head right here.
Oh, I see.
Oh, that's it. Okay. Oh, now Cameron is Cameron has his head between her legs down on the floor.
70 minus one.
Okay.
70 minus one.
Okay. All right.
Very good. Now she. Now where's the lollipop? We are. Oh, another lollipop came
that
out.
That one was broken.
That was broken. Awesome. We don't want to have any.
Yeah.
We don't want to lose any candy.
New lollipop.
Candy.
Candy.
On Cartoon Network. Candy on Cartoon Network.
With Natalia.
And Cartoon Network.
Oh, now what is she doing?
She's putting the stick of the lollipop in Cameron's mouth.
Shorten it.
Okay.
Right, and now she is.
Oh yes.
She is hiding the lollipop.
Where'd it go?
On Cameron's face.
So, Cameron, let me get
listen,
this.
Listen,
this is the greatest
listen,
sound effect ever.
Okay,
listen.
Hold on.
The lollipop is being moistened.
Wow. He's laughing.
So, wait, so...
With his mouth full.
Cameron has the lollipop in his mouth.
Sure.
Just the stick.
By the stick.
And she's sitting on...
The camera.
Right.
Can
I let go?
What's
that? Let go.
Okay.
Open your mouth.
There you go.
There it goes. Oh,
fantastic.
Wow. Hey, good trick.
Nice job.
Nice.
Bravo.
And dangerous if you're diabetic.
Wow, that was a good one to tell you.
Wow, fantastic.
We've never seen that one before.
What flavor is that, Cameron?
I think a limeish.
I see.
Limeish humanish.
That's what I thought.
All right. Do you have any more tricks
you
to tell
you? You got one more, Natalia?
Please?
Yeah, one more?
Yes. She said yes. She has
just one more, please.
All right. One more trick on Cartoon Network.
Do you mind if we watch while you wipe?
No.
Yeah. Okay.
Actually, part of the show.
Oh, my.
It's definitely not modest.
She's
comfortable with her nudity.
So are we.
Why'd you wipe your no-no?
She's just cleaning up the whole area. Though. You and the no-no? My God. I swear to God, you need to be on a couch somewhere.
You just, you know, the front part was getting the work, and I just saw the bed.
I think everything down there,
the
you
upper
know.
Leg, and all of a sudden the baby wipe goes, you know.
Wait,
what's behind?
I will share with you. In fact, they're very close to each other.
Yeah. This looks like a lifesaver.
All right, a lifesaver. Now, what are you doing with the lifesaver?
Did you lay down?
Yes, ma'am.
Lay back down.
Okay.
Lay down now.
More candy.
Right.
Oops. All
right, now
right,
she's...
Keep your mouth closed.
Okay.
Until I tell you to open.
Rob, what's she doing?
She has a lifesaver on Cameron's nose, and now she's approaching it.
And retrieving it?
Yes, but she just told Cameron to open his mouth.
Hey! Nice
now
trick.
What happened is the lifesaver...
I'll describe the trick.
Okay, very good.
The lifesaver was placed on Cameron's nose.
Yes.
Then she squatted down under the lifesaver, picked it up without her hands. and moved it into Cameron's mouth.
Thank you for the deposit.
Very nice.
And he curtsies.
Natalia, everybody.
And don't forget, from TouchTooMuch.com.
TouchTooMuch.com.
Yep.
Worth Wonderful. Worth the fact you were late.
Yeah, absolutely.
What a great show. What a great show.
Bravo.
And really, for a change,
and
not a
birthday, sweetie.
Not a skank. Really, really cute girl.
Absolutely. Great body.
Yeah. Really cute girl. Hey, Mike.
Perfect. Oh, no. Say that to Rob. I can never say that to me.
I can't say to him. I've traveled with him.
Is he a culture doctor?
Yeah. Wow. Look at those breasts.
Yeah, we're all just... Do you mind we're all just staring at your boobs?
No.
No?
No.
Nearly perfect, I'd say.
Yeah. I really would say these are perfect breasts. Yeah.
If I was to critique, the only possible critique would be on the right nipple. Maybe it's a little bit of an innie.
It is an innie.
It's just a little bit of an innie.
Yeah, it's but, an emerging nipple.
You know, that's like looking at a Picasso. Yeah. Right. Yeah. You know, there's one stroke.
You're not going to throw that back.
Watch split hairs.
Yeah. Speaking of hairs, that's perfect. Right?
Landing strike. Like that.
I see that. Well, yeah. You know. To each his own.
I know.
I like the pie chart thing myself.
You like a little more down there, right?
Slice of pie.
There you go.
Well, it was a pleasure meeting you, Natalia.
And you guys.
Thank you. At touchtoomuch.com.
Thank you.
Happy birthday, World Base. Be well.
Thank you, Rob.
Thank you, Natalia.
Thank you.
Cameron, thank you for the very interesting information about...
Thank you for the avenue which with the broadcast it.
And what a nice little, dress jacket thing you wear. You can just be ready to go wherever you go, right, with that outfit?
Yeah.
Fantastic.
So this guy that we're speaking about
was
moving out of his house, moving out on his wife, one box at a time.
Moving out back to the wife.
Hold on. No. I got you. So he had ditched the wife to go be with Horseface.
And then was there.
Right.
Then because of circumstances,
was
had to move
back to the wife.
Doing it very slowly so as not to create... A furor.
One box at a time.
There you are. Right.
That's just what I hear.
Yes, Natalia.
Before I'm leaving.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I have a picture for somebody who wants
Rob.
It.
Rob. That'd be Rob.
For you? Yes. Okay. I have an 8x10 picture.
Let's see. Can we see it?
And on the bottom of it, it's all the information, including our website.
Okay. Right. TouchTooMuch.com. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I'll call tonight.
Tonight.
Tonight on Cartoon Network.
So he was with the woman that he had left his wife for, that he was shacking up with.
Right.
Moving out one box at a time.
Right.
And she finally, that rocket brain of hers finally figured it out.
No names, no lies.
I don't know if it was a slow realization. It just kind of happened one day and was all done. It just, he didn't want to make any waves.
So now, then are they still working together?
I think so.
Well, that's got to be awkward.
Pretty fascinating.
Too bad he's on a 5-watt radio.
No! Come on, you're dying. You can't do that. You can't because you get in big trouble. You really will.
I will.
You're just jumping to say I don't think we can do that. I don't think we can do that.
Yeah. All right. Whatever. Everybody knows anyway.
Yeah. All right.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Everybody knows. Well, thanks, Cam.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks for taking one for the team.
Way to go, Cameron.
Happy birthday, Rob. And here you go, Robbie. There's your picture from Natalia.
Wow.
Natalia, why don't you take it home and show that to your wife tonight?
Yum. Absolutely. Yeah. Hey, that is a great picture.
And tasteful.
Would you like one, too?
Sure, yes, okay. I would.
And we got
I'll put it right over here. Now we can put stuff up on the wall.
We got some beach towelers here. Brian.
Hey, Dynamite Radio Gods.
Howdy.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
Hey, Rob, happy birthday, and thanks for the Audible show.
Thank you very much.
To Mike, Natalia. Yes, Mike.
There was a beach toweler on the telephone.
Yeah. That's good. That was good beach towel action.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don?
Yeah, Don and Mike, hi.
Hey, how you guys doing? I just wanted to tell you that if you're coming to Sacramento, I got front row seats for the Kings, if you want to join me.
Don, would you like to join this man or woman at the game?
What is your gender, sir, ma'am?
It is, I'm a man.
Right. A man.
Really?
Well, unfortunately, as you know, I will be going...
Someone called for a doctor?
I will be going with Jules.
Right.
And we do everything together, so I'd say thank you, but no thanks.
No, I would have tickets for both of you.
Thank you. Yes, Natalia?
Did you forget about me?
Oh, no. Would you like to go?
Not soon.
Oh, no, we didn't forget about you. We were just taking some phone calls.
Actually, unfortunately, I have a bachelor party to do tonight.
Oh,
I
got a bachelor party.
Sorry.
Well, let me just mention, just for future reference.
I'm reading the inscription on the photograph here, and it says, Mike, thanks for making me
Oh, well, you
Best wishes,
her.
Natalia.
Hey, you invited me, so I came.
Yeah, what does the word start with?
C.
Oh.
Oh.
Really? Is it spelled the traditional way, four letters or three letters?
It's spelled the legal way with four letters.
Legal way with four letters.
Yeah, that's right.
Very nice.
Well, my pleasure, Natalia.
Natalia, just keep in mind that of all of us, Mike is available.
Okay. I'll keep that in mind.
Thank
keep
you.
That in mind?
Yeah. Too.
All right.
Would be the day I have this
Thank
zip on my
very
face.
Much.
And I'm negotiable.
Buzz said he's negotiable.
Jesus Christ, Buzz.
What do you have, a death wish, Buzz?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you were on, I know, Mike, you talked to me about going up to the edge of stuff.
Yeah.
Man, Buzz goes right at, Buzz has his certain wheelhouse.
He's a horn dog.
Where Buzz doesn't just stick his toe in the water, man.
No.
Buzz jumps in halfway.
Yeah.
Hey, man.
Are those her sunglasses?
I'm wearing Natalia's sunglasses, man.
You like them?
I do. Do you like them on me?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
They're actually my third pair.
Really?
Yeah.
I could buy you hundreds of pairs.
Oh,
thousands, Natalia.
Sugar daddy.
You'd wake up every morning on a bed covered with sunglasses. It would be amazing, Natalia. You would just say, where's pair number 350? Right over there. Time to buy 10 more today. That would be your life, Natalia.
Oh.
Give it some thought, will you?
I will. I'll give it some thought.
Very good.
But right now, I'm going back to my company, Touch Too Much.
TouchTooMuch.com.
Can't get that plug in.
All right, get out of here.
All right, bye, Natalia.
Bye, Natalia.
Thank you.
Bye. Get out of here. Bye, honey.
Take care.
There she is, Natalia O'Mara.
Fairly well.
Third.
Take care.
Mrs. O'Mara, the third Mrs. O'Mara.
I bet it would be a trouble-free relationship. And she could support me.
What could go wrong?
On Cartoon Network,
Mike. I don't want to diminish the love you're feeling right now.
Right.
But I'll tell you, Rob has just shown me the picture that Natalia gave him.
Yes. What did she say to him?
The exact same thing.
Oh.
Rob A., thanks for making me...
No, he's taking down the picture.
Mike, just rip the picture out.
That's it. Did yours say breast wishes?
Yes.
Did it have...
It did. It did. Past tense.
Did it have XO, XO?
It did. And I didn't count them. Because it's in pieces now, Natalia. After
like,
my sunglasses
like
off.
Your heart.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello. Hello, you're on the air. Well, I think that was another beach towel guy.
Yeah, sure. he was so caught up in the moment he couldn't even speak.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, we're doing great, thank you.
I called because I've never called you guys before, but I've been listening to you for a while, and thank you very much for the laugh.
Right.
But I wanted to tell Mike that I thought it was really nice that you did that train ticket for that guy. And I wanted to tell you, Don, that I thought it was very nice you did the antenna for the other guy. And I think you're totally misunderstood. People just don't get it. Very nice guys you are.
You know, you're so right. And, you know, we get people all the time that just think we're so bad and we're really just filled with good. What are you wearing right now?
No, but I mean, really, it gave me a little lump in my throat. And it was just...
Mike is just totally sexed up right now. All sexed up.
Let me tell you something. What a stupid woman to leave you.
Oh, No.
Right now, if you could imagine yourself tonguing the pimple on Mike's lower... It's not on his lower lip. It's right...
It's down on my... About a little bit above my chin.
Yeah.
And it's a dandy.
You know, if you stay on the line, Mike might be able to arrange to give you another lump in your throat.
Hello.
Oh, I'm not the only one who's sexed up in here. No. That's about as sexy as he gets.
Yeah. Don and Mike, hello.
Hello.
Yeah, somebody better warn Carrie tonight.
Yes. That's
she's
going
to be attacked. God, Rob, I hope you guys use birth control.
Family of five tonight.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Don?
Yeah, Don and Mike.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike. Hey, Buzz.
Hi.
Hey, was that girl sticking the lollipop back in his mouth?
I believe it was going from
she went from down there, then she put it back in her mouth, and then in his
mouth. Oh, in her mouth. I thought she was putting it in his mouth.
Oh, no, but
it went from her down there to the mouth to his mouth.
So, his mouth was involved in the process.
Right.
Mm-hmm. He's dirty.
He's dirty. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Cameron just brought the stick in. The stick with the
thing. He ate the whole thing.
He is dirty.
He ate the whole thing.
Thank you, Professor.
Hello, Don. That's so funny. Is that Cameron's a professor at a local 13th grade college?
The real university.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello.
Yeah, you're on the air.
How you doing?
Hey.
Got a quick question.
Yeah.
Who's to say that Lisa didn't?
What are you doing?
Me?
Yeah. What are you doing? You're doing something.
Are you beeping?
Are you working in a cash register or something?
No, I'm working. I'm delivering.
You're delivering. Where are you delivering from? What city?
I deliver for UPS.
What city, sir?
New Jersey.
New Jersey. Are you wearing the shorts today or not?
Yeah.
You really? Are wearing the shorts.
On a cold day, you're wearing the shorts, huh?
I'm going in the summer, so cold doesn't bother me.
Oh, okay.
All right. So anyway.
Did you say he was born in the summer, so cold doesn't bother him?
I guess.
Listen, all I know is that UPS guys, I generally go out of my way to be nice to them because they... Even more so, no offense to mail guys, you know, like the U.S. mail guys. It seems to me the UPS guys, they come through all the time.
I'm a FedEx guy.
Sorry, Mike.
I'll tell you why. And you know, I like my UPS guy because he listens to the show. He wrote a little note on a package I got. The FedEx guy?
Yeah.
The prince went through that 8 inches of snow and up my snow-covered steps, which hadn't been shoveled. And put the thing right up on the second level, like really trudged through a big wall of snow. The UPS guy, when we got our contract, left down below at the non-front door when it was raining out, but I think he's learned his lesson and he knows I love him.
I know is that I don't even know my FedEx guy. I mean, but I know my UPS guy. He's one of those guys you see and I wave at him and he's nice. And he's the guy, incidentally, you know, we have that big, scary German Shepherd, Colonel Klink. One day, this is absolutely true, swear to God, sitting at my kitchen table, having a cup of coffee, reading the paper, and the UPS guy, his name is Johnny, as it turns out, comes standing in the kitchen, and he said, "Hi, I have a package for you." And I said, "How did you get in my house?" He said, "Your dog let me in." I know I've told you this before.
Right, right.
That my dog, my watchdog, can jump up and actually, because the door is one of those push-handle doors.
Right.
The dog gets excited when he sees somebody, actually put his paws on the handle, open the door, and the UPS guy just walked in. Anyway, that's how I met the UPS guy.
Very good.
So anyway, you're a UPS guy. What can we do for you?
Who's to say that Lisa didn't have the other lady fake the pregnancy for her?
All right, well, you're the second person now that's called with that theory, but I believe that Brown Gwendy did not take the test.
No, we trust everybody involved.
I'm pretty sure that Lisa took the test. Besides, we'll know in June, you know, or July or August, whatever, if she is pregnant, if she starts to show.
Yeah, but I think it was totally legit.
Unless Charlie has the procedure.
Mm-hmm.
Unless Charlie has something worked out.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. But I think it's don't you believe it's legit?
Yes, I believe she's not pregnant now. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, what's up, guys? I just wanted to, I know, Rob, you like to bust our balls out here in Sacramento, man, but I want to personally invite you to Sacramento, and I'm glad you're coming, man.
Well, good. Look forward to seeing you.
Yeah. Rob just said he's looking forward to seeing you.
Yeah.
Someone called for a doctor?
Right.
Bye-bye. And incidentally, Don, in that relationship, you are Jules, Rob is Vincent.
Ah, thank you.
I really think. Don't you
agree? So I'm Sam Jackson?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hello, Don and Mike show. That's right, because Rob would never be the black guy anyway.
Right.
Hello, Don and Mike. Hello.
Ooh, Radio Gods, excuse me.
Yeah.
Oh, hold on.
Were you taking a big swig?
He's snorkeling, I think.
No, I think Buzz knows what I was
doing. Oh, he's bonging
it. Oh, I got you.
Bong it, huh?
Hi.
Excellent beginning to the show, fellas. I can't talk too much, you know. I just got off work. I'm from Virginia, Rodolfo. Got off the construction site. I just wanted to tell you, y'all keep me going every day, you know, and I love y'all guys.
Are you a man of Latin origin, or are you calling from that fabulous town, Rodolfo, Virginia?
No, you right.
You right.
Okay, very good.
You right.
All right.
Hello there, Don and Mike.
Buenos dias.
Oh, no, did I get it wrong?
¿Cómo estamos?
Como está usted?
Here I'm doing the wrong stereotype.
Un perro, un gato, una avioneta.
Pues sí.
Can you tell
sí,
me? Mike's been using that, whatever that CD-ROM thing is. That
La mujer.
Cool. Learn to speak Spanish then?
El hombre.
Hey, the best way, I tell you, these guys on the construction site, I mean, it's dirty Spanish, but they learn it and they know it well, you know?
Well, I'm working on it. I got my little computer things that I use.
I keep telling Mike that'll come in handy because I really think that there's such a high level of Hispanics now that have invaded our country. We gotta start speaking Spanglish on our show.
I believe so. Yeah. I believe, and we get a lot of people to listen to the show that that speak Spanish. So, you know, but hey, I'm not good at the grammar. I just know like un hombre is a man, la mujer is a woman, avioneta airplane, perro dog, gato cat. I can count, you know. But if I have to say the boy is standing on the table, I F it all up.
Well, how often is a boy standing on a table,
though? Well, on my computer program, he's in the upper left-hand corner, and I've got to identify him.
All right. Listen, we got to go. Adios.
All right, buddy.
Adios.
Later. Adios.
See ya. Bye-bye.
Rob's against the Spanglish.
We are, are you're against Spanglish?
Yeah.
Why?
Because it ain't American.
Okay. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Roaring by the entire field was Mercedes-Benz, which took first place with BMW. That's pronounced in English BMW. If you want to call them a Mercedes, a Mercedes, why, then you would call it a BMW. But it's actually BMW.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
We're concerned about AIDS inside our White House. Make no mistake about it.
What did ever they say? It got to be funky. The Dons and Mike.
Look, we've still got more of those James Buffett tickets to give away.
All right.
Didn't shoot our wad on that yesterday. More of this Pearl Jam stuff. Put that away later in today's show. I want to mention it next week. We'll start off the week with big affiliate news. Can't tell you anything else.
Very big news.
Big affiliate news. Can't tell you. Wish I could. Can't. One of those things just can't do it. But
chomping to, though, aren't you?
Yeah, you know.
Mm-hmm. Good you news?
Know yeah. About the city we're already in.
Hmm. Interesting.
Okay?
Very exciting.
Also next week, oh, you're going to like this. A doctor's coming in.
A doctor?
Someone called for a doctor?
Doctor.
And we're going to have on-air hearing tests.
I'm scared.
What?
Huh?
Yeah, we're actually finally going to have on-air hearing tests.
And, you know, we all are probably going to have some issue.
It'll be
interesting, I would think.
Partially deaf. Also next week, now I'm not exactly sure. Talking with Broyle about this. A girl sent us a package.
Send us a payment.
Hey, Titty Bar here. Where's your husband?
Probably in production, too.
What's that number?
892.
Thanks. Bye. Hey, hold on. She sent us a package.
Nice.
And we booked her on the...
Hello.
Hey, that girl that sent us the nude pictures, she's coming in Tuesday for what reason?
She'll be in Tuesday to promote her website.
Huh. And the letter she wrote, it was just, she'll do anything to promote the website, right?
Exactly.
Okay.
Very good.
Anyway, she's naked and appeared to be semi-hot in the picture, so what the hell, she's coming on the show. Plus, next week, the return of Donnie's Naked Cruelty.
Mm-hmm.
All new Stump the Joe with new categories.
Good.
And new ways to stump Joe and the return, Mike, of Tobacco Road.
All right.
All of that coming up next week on the show. Now, a Friday favorite.
Game time now on JFK with cash for you
and pretty timely. Last night, perhaps you watched him in his TV show.
Wow.
As you know,
how are you?
I'm fine, GW. I back the president's move to attack Iraq.
Saddam Hussein represents a threat to the security of the United States, and I want to thank you, Don, for supporting this. It's important to do that for America.
Now, as I watched you last night...
It's a serious time.
And I was...
There's some serious consequences.
I was forced to comment even to my wife last night, and she's like...
you mind if I sat down?
No, have a seat. She's like a lot of the people on the show.
How are you, Buzz?
I'm well, Mr. President.
She's anti-war. I feel we should be aggressive against terrorism, and my wife was saying that
I have a personal message I'd like to send out to your partner.
What's that?
I'd just like to tell that candy ass, that panty waist, that's not the way to support your president of the United States. These are tough times. And I'm making tough decisions, and I pray to the Lord every night that we're doing the right thing, and I don't need some candy-ass, lily, liberal, you know, spouting out that crap. It's detrimental, and I just want him to also know we've got a list.
So last night,
and he's on it, Jack.
Last night, we're watching him do his show, and Frieda says to me, you know, even though I know you think really that we should attack Iraq and that you believe in your heart that the terrorists, we need to go get them, he's not presenting a very compelling case. And then,
I take that personally. My job, Don?
Yes, George.
My job is to protect America.
And
we've got issues here.
I want to quote...
Protecting America.
Friend of the show.
Bad guys and villains that wear the black hats like Saddam, who's going to just sit here and disrupt the entire world thing.
Friend of the show and noted TV critic Tom Shales. Today, I got 4 bullet points. He comments on TV, and he wrote a little review of your speech last night.
I'm aware of the fact that he writes for the Washington Post, and he doesn't know what he's talking about.
Well, he wrote...
He's completely out in left field.
And I cannot disagree...
He's a panty waste.
...that many times you were caught on camera just staring into space.
I've had a difficult time.
That you had lengthy pauses in your answers.
I'm not the same man I was.
Wow. You appeared lethargic...
Very tired.
And it seemed that your train of thought had jumped the tracks.
My faith sustains me.
What?
My faith sustains me.
His faith sustains him.
No, I heard it. You have to understand, these are tough times that we're facing. And I can't make these decisions lightly.
George, come on now. Come on now, George. GW?
We must eliminate them like potato beetles. Potato beetles were a scourge. Saddam's a scourge. I just like to exterminate him.
What did they tell you last
potato
night?
Potato beetle.
What did they tell you? I know you got handlers and everything, and you run through these skits before you go on TV.
Iraq is like a group of flying monkeys. Evil flying monkeys, like in The Wizard of Oz. Flying down and swooping on unsuspecting Americans all over the world. They should be blown out of the sky so that we will not fear the evil flying monkeys of Iraq anymore.
When you got done with your TV show last night...
Purple haze.
Wow.
Kaleidoscope eyes. Don?
Yeah, George?
I can share a fact with you that I think I can tell you I'm extraordinarily medicated.
Well, maybe that's why you did seem... I do agree with Tom Shales. You did seem lethargic last night.
I'll give you the whole chronology.
Okay.
Back when I choked on that pretzel, the doctors gave me something to relax my throat muscles so that I would no longer have this choking fit and I would no longer choke on things. Well, I've become hopelessly addicted to prescription narcotics.
Uh-oh.
And last night, what you saw at that press conference... was a complete and total dependence on codeine.
Wow. You're into codeine?
Yes, makes me feel relaxed. Man, we gotta go in.
Makes me feel itchy. I don't like it. Yeah. When I get like, what is it, Buzz Tylenol number
3? Right?
Yeah.
I was just having a conversation with a great American citizen. Her name was Natalia. She was in your green room and she said, Mr. President, I'm afraid. I said, do not be afraid, do not fear. I will protect you. I will eliminate the evil flying monkeys of Iraq that have tried to descend upon us and fly down. These are very tough times.
This sounds to me like the codeine talking.
No, this is not the codeine. This is your president talking. If I can explain myself.
Please.
I was urged.
You got dry mouth?
I do, my mouth. May I take
a cotton mouth?
If I may just take a sip of water.
Got the cotton
before
mouth?
Before I proceed
sure.
with my explanation of what we're doing.
Okay.
I wonder if... You're lonesome tonight.
Oh, no.
I would tell you, the world stage, we're all playing a part. And I'm very, very concerned about... We're concerned about Saddam. We're concerned about the bombs. We're concerned about the threat and the nuclear deterrent. Oh, I'm so tired. I'm so very tired.
You watch Joe Millionaire?
I love that show. Now, if we could please, nothing would please me greater than to get off the subject, because they pumped me full of this information that I got to talk about, and then one of those candy asses asked me about North Korea. I haven't had time to study North Korea yet, so I'm trying to answer those questions, and I memorized all the countries in Asia, and I got them all, and I listed them all, but I know about Iraq, and it pumped me full of this. I just like to talk about the fun things that I do, like television viewing.
How about one quick quiz question,
right,
and then we'll talk about fun stuff.
I'm prepared to answer that as your president. I know you've supported me, and I want to thank you.
What country is located directly to the south of North Korea? President Bush. This country is located
south.
Directly
to the south.
To the south of North Korea.
Just give me a second. What I do is I take it and I envision a globe. In my mind, I envision a globe in my mind.
In your mind.
And what I try to do is I try to just picture it. Now I'm connecting this to North Korea, and we go down. Here we go. Michigan.
Oh, God. All right, let's talk to your millionaire.
Don?
Yeah.
The red blood cells in my face are trying to escape.
The answer we were looking for.
So we can eliminate the flying monkeys of Iraq.
The answer we're looking for, incidentally, was South Korea.
That was a trick question. I thought you were talking about the whole piece of land, you know,
the whole island. What state is located just south of North Dakota?
I know that.
The answer is?
South would be...
Just south of North Dakota.
Biloxi.
Biloxi's not...
I'm standing by it.
Biloxi's not a state.
Quilt.
Quilt is not even...
Audrey Hepburn.
My God.
You're trying to trick me, and I'm not going to fall into your trap.
South Dakota.
I thought...
North Korea, South Korea. North Dakota, South Dakota.
I was assured by your producer I was coming to speak of things other than worldly war events.
All right, I'll give you one more.
Yes.
What is the country located directly to the south of North Carolina?
The country located directly to the south
of the state. I'm sorry, the state. I misspoke. The state located directly to the south of North Carolina.
I know that. That is the state.
You want a hint?
Yeah, please give me a hint.
Remember, North Korea, South Korea.
South of the border. the truck stop where you get the bumper stickers. I drove through there when I was a younger man. When I was driving from Texas to Yale, south of the border, Pedro says, scream real loud, kids. Only a few more miles to south of the border. And they got them neon signs that they have, and you get them every like mile or so, and they're big, and they're, man, that's a fun place. They got a giant rat that has a sombrero on it, and they just get you in a frenzy.
Good fireworks,
it's,
huh?
It's the best fireworks you can ever get. The food was not good. I did not like my tuna melt one little bit, but I'll tell you right now, these are good things. It's good to be an American. I'm proud. I'm defending us for freedom and God and country, and I love snakes.
The answer we were looking for was South Carolina.
Please, sir. Have you seen Old School?
I have not seen Old School
yet. I get all the movies, you know, because I can't go out. So they sent them to me, and I got Old School. And that Will Ferrell, there's a scene where he backs into the car, and you can see his ass.
Yeah.
That's so funny. I really enjoyed that. I was kind of a hellraiser myself in those days.
Who did you think Joe Millionaire should have chosen?
Oh, I was pretty much set early on that woman with a crooked smile, and when she got kicked out, I went with Sarah. She's a piece of ass.
The bondage girl?
She's a good girl, too. She reminded me of some of the girls from Texas, and I thought she was she struck me as the most patriotic, too. I like Sarah. She was good, and she was almost popping out of her bikini top when she got in the hot tub. Remember when Zora got all angry?
Yeah.
And jumped out of the tub? That was funny stuff, man.
You know, I find this very...
You know, you could almost, if you look, I played it back real slow.
Yeah.
You could see Zora's ass.
I find it very interesting that last night on TV you were lethargic.
Yes.
You were lethargic today.
It is my job to protect the citizens of these United States, and the security of the United States is my priority.
You didn't know North Korea, South Korea, to North Carolina, South Carolina.
I understand. Hey, Jason.
But that's a guy just walking by the window.
That's Jason Beasley. Yeah.
But you
served our country. You aware of that fact?
But you seem to know everything about Joe Millionaire.
I like Joe Millionaire. There's several programs that I enjoy watching.
What do you like?
Well, I watched the new Let's Make a Deal with my cousin Billy Bush. He's a real talented young man.
That guy's a little dick.
Yeah, he's a lucky guy with that name. I'm hot. It's sweaty in here, isn't it?
Not at all. As a matter of fact, we run it cold in here.
Do you like my running suit?
Yeah, it's nice.
That's the presidential seal right there, Jack.
I got to get one of those jobbers, one of those Velcro jobbers.
Yeah, but you know what you have to do? You have to run. Get the support of the American people, and you can get one of these numbers right here. I got all this stuff. There's a catalog. My father used to like them leather jackets they give you on Air Force One with the presidential seal. I have running shoes, running jackets. I've got a full line of socks with the presidential seal up on the top, both dress socks and tube socks.
Hold on, my inside line is ringing. Let me take my hotline. Let me take this off the air. Hello? I know he is.
Would you like the spice rack?
Hold on just a moment.
I've got the spice rack, too. Fantastic.
I know you won't want to take this on the air. Your mamo is on the line, and she's embarrassed about the way you're acting on the show.
Hold on just a second. I will take this off the air if you don't mind.
That's all right.
And please, God bless America. I will be right back with you to talk with the things we're going to do. Hello, mamo. What? I'm tired, mamo. I'm trying to do the best I can. I'm talking to the disc jockeys. That's not true. I'm not slurring my speech. Of course I'm taking the pills the doctor prescribed. I'm not taking more than I need to the allotted thing. Mamo.
Mamo. Oh,
come on. I'm not... damn it, Mom. Don't tell him. I didn't do it. I swear to God, I'm doing the...
Choice, we're going to tell the old man.
Oh, no. I swear to God, I did not drink. I didn't have a cocktail last night. Mamo, I'm sober. It's the pills. It's the pills that they gave me so they'd relax my throat muscles so I wouldn't joke on the chips. All right, Mamo. I just had a beer. I had a beer. One beer, Mamo. I've got to go back. I'm doing a radio interview. This is extremely important. You know what the pressure I'm on, Mamo. Don't make me cry. Don't make me cry.
Do you love your Mamo?
Oh, I'll go. I got to go. I love you, Mamo. That was my Mamo. Mamo, she was talking about. She said, I'm slurring my speech again, but I'm not. I'm very tired. I'm exhausted. I'm not getting a tremendous
amount of sleep. Hey, you know what? Break out of
this. Minute.
You don't break out of the slump?
What's that?
You do a killer impression of your mom.
All right.
And I know, this will put her in a good mood because you do a good impression of your mom.
That's that thing I did for you at that party we had.
Yeah, come on now.
All right, here we go. This is a good chance for some levity. And I like levity. I think it's important for the country to laugh, even in the face of adversity. And now I present to you my impression of my mother.
Barbara Bush.
Hello, son. How are you? You're not doing a good job. You're a slacker. You're not as good as your father or your brother that's the governor. You're lucky to be alive with the way you behaved. That's the way she talks to me all the time. Lick it. Man, she's...
Lick it.
This is your mamo. This is your mamo telling you what to do again. Tell me what you do, Mr. President. You know who the real president is. I'm your mamo. Listen to me, me. Night and day she calls me. I tell you, it's just getting real frustrating. I'd like to tell all Americans that I'm supporting this great country and protecting our citizens from the evil of the flying monkeys of Iraq.
All right, we're going to take a break. We need a challenger. So we got a champion already for low-budget Jeopardy. Remember the very annoying guy from Las Vegas?
I do. You still got them lean cuisines in the refrigerator here?
I think we do.
I like those, if they're not too freezer-burned.
All right, we'll get some to eat.
All right.
Probably good. When's the last time you had some solid food?
I don't know. I need to ice my brain down.
Phone number is 877-365-3636. From Canada, 800-636-1067.
I know I have created a certain sense of anxiety among the American people, and for that I am truly sorry. I'm getting a nosebleed.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Stupid president.
The Don and Mike Show.
If you could listen to them, would you? Don Geronimo and Michael Mara. Ooh.
Could you get yourself fixed during the break?
Hyundai Sonata.
Rehearsing.
Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. Ambassol. Bora Bora. Security Council. Security Council. Hyundai Sonata. Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. Ambassol. Hello?
Yeah, George.
Yeah, I was practicing my words.
Very good.
How are you? It's good to be back. How are you, son?
I'm doing great.
Glad you're supporting the United States. You're a true patriot. I want to thank you for the support for the country as we go down this very bumpy road.
How'd your mulatto man do today? How did Colin Powell do today?
I'm very proud of everybody in my administration.
Do you know what Colin Powell did today?
Yes.
What did he do?
Yes, I do.
What did he do today?
The details aren't important. I know that he's a great patriot and a true American.
All right, I'll give you a multiple choice, though. We've got to get right to the game.
Very good.
He either...
All right.
...appeared on Hollywood Squares...
All right.
...was on Celebrity Who Wants to Be a Millionaire...
Stop right there. That's
...or...
The that's the one.
...spoke to the United Nations.
Two. B.
Number two.
No.
Two is...
No, I'm sorry.
No, you're just trying
to
trick me.
You want to guess again?
He was on Squares.
No.
Oh, come on now.
He spoke in front of the United Nations again today.
He did that last month.
No, he did it today.
Nope.
Yes, he did.
No, you're wrong.
Again.
No, he did.
All right, play your games.
Okay,
I'm the president.
Let's play the game. I know you are.
This is a whole bunch of Jeopardy, ladies and gentlemen, and I'd like to welcome two fine, upstanding Americans. First of all, our challenger. She's from Baltimore, Maryland, an industrial launderer. Let's say hi to Vicki Tillman.
Hi, Vicki.
Hi, OQ. Hi, President Bush.
How are you, Vicki? Are you supporting my efforts?
Absolutely.
You're a good girl. Atta girl. That's good. I say hot damn. And now in the studio is our returning champion. He is a tie-dye guy from Las Vegas. Let's say hi to Mr. Scott Savage.
Hey, Scott.
Hello, OQ. Hey, number 43. How you doing?
I'm just peachy. And now entering the studio is the host of Low Budget Jeopardy. I will urge Vicki and Scott not to screw with LC.
Screw with me.
And say hi to a great patriot American, Alex Trebek Geronimo.
Thank you, George. And hi,
you.
Guys.
Hi, OQ.
Hi there. Here are your categories, guys. Don't forget to answer the form of question. I live with my mom wearing clip on tie, super on this guy. Call me Alex. It's the play of the game. It's the quiz master. Always call him GW.
GW right here, standing here. Commander in Chief.
Here are your categories. You know, you appear a little lethargic today.
I'm not feeling very well, and I'm on a great deal of prescription medication right now.
Your categories are...
Wonder lonesome tonight.
Steve Martin movies.
He sucks.
Rock and rollers.
I used to be one myself.
Pro or anti-war?
Now you're trying to get me up. You're trying to get my dander up.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are. You're a troublemaker, son.
Celebrity stuff.
Celebrity stuff.
Name that NBA arena.
Let's play the feud.
And on DVD.
Fantastic.
Again, they are Steve Martin movies, rock and rollers, pro or anti-war, celebrity stuff, name that NBA arena, new on Divid.
All right, let's go. Let's rock and roll. I'm ready to play. I'm your scorekeeper.
George.
I have my pen here. I am ready. I'm at your service, son.
You're holding that pen in that retarded way?
Like a fist. That's, you know, I used to, when I was at Yale, I switched to the knife grip. I had it like a stabbing motion, and that's the way I write right now. With lots of tongue sticking out.
Vicki, you're the challenger. We will start with you.
I'll take celebrity stuff for $1.
Good luck, Vicki.
Thank you.
He recently played a birthday party for $1 million.
I'm sorry, could you repeat that?
You're learning a hard lesson the hard way, Vicki. Scott, your chance to steal.
Who is Elton John?
Negative.
Negatory.
Paul McCartney.
Paul McCartney. Fruit. All right, Vicki, you're in control.
Okay, we'll go celebrity stuff for $2, please.
She's quitting NBC News after 27 years.
Who is Barbara Walters?
Negative.
Scott, your chance to steal.
Who is Jane Pauley?
And now, do you remember what was so annoying about this guy?
I do.
The way that he would answer the questions.
I'm sorry, LQ. I'll try to straighten
up. No, Scott, you know, be yourself.
Are you doing a category of celebrity stuff?
Yes.
Celebrity stuff for three, GW.
Does stuff mean jism?
No.
All right.
In this case.
All right, Scott.
This rapper TV beer pitch man's SUV was shot up in Manhattan.
Oh. Who is that man?
Vicki, it's your chance to steal.
Who is Puff Daddy?
Who?
Puff Daddy? Diddy?
Oh, Puff Daddy. No, it's Busta Rhymes.
Busta Rhymes. Yes, sir, I like his stuff.
Do you really?
Yeah, I like the chicks he has in his videos, too. All right, Scott, you're in control.
Let's try new on DVD for one.
New on DVD. Do you know what DVD stands for?
I do.
What?
Television.
Okay. New on DVD for one. Stars Dana Carvey.
What is the...
I'm guessing.
Master in disguise?
Hey, Vicky, it's your chance to steal.
I don't know.
You were so close there, but the buzzer got you. And I'm betting this is one you loved. The Master of Disguise?
Master of Disguise was a fantastic movie you could take the whole family to. Dana Carvey puts on all these crazy get-ups, and man, I laughed until I hurt. It was better than old school.
It was.
It was better than old school, but not as good as Happy Gilmore. I like all.
We're in agreement. Happy Gilmore's a good one.
I love Happy Gilmore.
And that a good. I like that movie, too. We're all in agreement. That's fantastic.
What's your favorite serious movie?
Kangaroo Jack. All right, Scott.
Let's do DVDs for two.
Stars Naomi Watts.
Naomi Watts, what is The Ring?
Yeah, hey, good pull on that.
$2 for you, Scott. You're still in control. Time to move on.
Let's try it for three.
Good luck here. Stars Steven Seagal and Ja Rule.
What is Half Past Dead?
Well, now, here's a guy that must like be reading Entertainment Weekly or something, because yes, that is correct, my friend.
$3 for you, Scott. Time to move to another category.
Let's move to my buddy Steve Martin for one.
Steve Martin, I happen to be a fan.
I am too.
That makes three. I was just kidding.
We're in
when
agreement
I said
again.
That's when I was kidding when I said he sucks. I think he's great.
What is that sound on the telephone?
I don't know.
Cordless phone.
Is it? Who's got a cordless phone?
Not me.
I do, but it never makes that noise. I'll stay still.
I've got news for you, son. It's making that noise now.
Okay, sorry, GW.
Mind your P's and Q's. You know, you got a history. You got a history with us.
I know. I'll be good.
What the hell?
You are going to have to go to another phone. Get a hard line now.
I don't have one here.
Where are you? Are you
I'm at home. I only have the cordless here.
Are you in your tie-dyed room?
I'm in the tie-dye land.
You used to be in tie-dye land, didn't you?
I certainly was. I was in tie-dye land last night. Man, oh man, I tell you, I certainly was. Why don't we do it in the road? All right, go ahead, Scott.
Okay, Steve Martin movies for one. His latest movie co-stars Queen Latifah.
Oh, I've seen that commercial so many times.
Vicky, your chance to steal.
What is Blind Date?
No, it's called Bringing Down the House.
That's it.
Wild and Crazy Guy.
Well, let's try it for two.
You got that. Steve Martin was a wild and crazy guy.
I was born a poor black child.
All
right, Scott, you're in control.
Steve Martin for two. His first big screen movie, in this movie, his dog was named S-Head.
That would be What is the Jerk, my favorite movie.
$2 for you, Scott.
Thank you. And let's finish it out, GW.
Awful remake, done with Diane Keaton.
What is The Honeymooners?
Vicky, your chance to steal.
I don't know.
Oh, Vicky.
I know, I'm bombing.
You got to play to win it. Father of the Bride.
Father of the Bride is simply the best movie he's ever made. Man, I like that guy that played the fag.
Oh, what's his name? Martin Short?
Man, that was great. Great movie. I laughed till I hurt. I'm an easy laugh, though. I'll tell you that right now.
Hold on. Inside line. Hello?
Oh, no.
Hey, what's up?
I know what she's calling about.
No, it's not her.
Who is it?
Yeah, he's here. Well, we're in the middle of the bit. All right, hold on. You're the man. You always have my support. Hold on, sir.
Who is it?
It's your daddy.
No! Tell him I'm not here. Please tell him I'm not. I swear to God, tell him
he
I'm not.
He is
God,
listening.
God, I swear to God.
He is listening on the radio.
Oh, no.
He knows you're here.
Oh, does he want to speak to me?
No, he called to talk to me.
All right.
Of course he has to speak to you.
Hello. Yes, sir. I understand. Yes, Daddy. I understand, sir. I won't use that kind of language again, sir. I did not yell at Mama. I did not. She was picking on me again. I promise that yes, sir. I will. Yes, sir. I will. Yes, sir. I understand, sir. Yes, I won't do it again. I love you, Daddy. Goodbye.
That was my father.
He's
angry because I yelled at Mamo. And I got scolded badly.
He told me, you sound like a retard.
But he told me what he always tells me at the end of every conversation, even though he was angry with me.
What's that?
Go get him. You know who you're talking about. Finish the job.
Sat him.
Finish the job. And that's exactly what I plan to do. I will honor my father's name.
How will you do that, incidentally?
I will kill Saddam Hussein.
How?
Personally.
How will you do it?
With a revolver.
Wow. Really?
That is only a dream. Oh. I wish to bomb him.
How does a gun work?
it, you pull the trigger and an explosion happens and a bullet flies out.
That's right.
And the bullet penetrates the flesh of your victim, causing bleeding.
Yeah.
That is how a gun works.
Yeah, I know how you know that. You watch CSI, don't you?
Absolutely. I love it. Don't you like it when they show the thing going through the gook?
Yeah.
Or they carve people open like fish.
Yeah.
Say, we found a bullet right here. That's scary. But it looks so tiny. How could it do that damage? I do not understand these things.
Who's in control?
I believe, Scott, are you in control?
I'm still here waiting for the third dollar question.
Jesus Christ.
Is it a third dollar question, a $3 question?
Oh, no, we're in a new category.
New category, Scott.
I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. Let's go pro or anti-war.
All right, rock and rollers, are they pro or anti-war? Sheryl Crow.
She is anti-war.
That was not in the form of a question.
So that door has opened for you, Vicky.
Yay! What is anti-war?
Right, Sheryl Crow, anti-war.
$1 for you, Vicky, and now you have to select again, darling.
We'll go $2.
You may know him from Limp Bizkit, Fred Durst.
What is pro-war?
Duh.
Honey.
Hey, Scott, it's your chance to steal.
What is anti-war? Yep.
Fred Durst is the only guy that said anything at the Grammy Awards.
I was in agreeance with him.
That was the word he made up, agreeance.
Why is everybody picking? I found out that that is actually a proper word.
What, agreeance?
Agreeance is a proper word. That is the truth. Look it up in your dictionary.
All right, for three.
And we're your Thassar ass.
Let me see. Rock and Rollers, pro or anti-war for three. Ah, good band. Three Doors Down.
What is anti-war?
Vicky, your chance to steal.
What is pro-war?
Yeah, there you go.
Vicky. All right, we have another category?
We do, and it's Name That NBA Arena.
All right, Vicky.
Okay, I'll take that for $1.
Home of your Boston Celtics.
Well,
sorry.
Your chance to steal.
I don't know.
What is the Fleet Center?
Oh, now, hold on a second.
Now, you had already buzzed her, and she has violated a prime directive.
Yeah. Are you cheating there? Is someone helping you?
No.
Then how would a girl know the Fleet Center?
I've been to Boston.
Oh, okay.
There you are.
All right.
Good answer. I know Fleet. I have their enema.
Vicky, we'll stay with you, Vicky. For two, it's home of your New York Knickerbockers.
That one I don't know.
Scott, your chance to steal.
What is the Garden?
Sorry, my friend. Madison Square Garden.
Madison Square Garden. That's a big place. I've been there. All right, Vicky, you're in control.
Okay, $3, please.
All right, last question on the big board. It is the home of your Chicago Bulls.
I don't know that.
Scott, your chance to steal.
What is... I don't know.
The United Center.
United Center, and that is the end of the first round of Low Budget Jeopardy.
Now, Vicky's in it just because Scott screwed up on that, on the not in the form of a question, right?
What was the last arena?
United.
I have been there. I saw the circus there.
What's your favorite act at the circus?
Man, don't ask tough questions. Come on, man. You've been taxing me mentally all day long.
Here's one for you. How do all those clowns get in that little car?
That is almost impossible for me to figure out. I like the guys that walk on stilts. And they pretend their legs are long. That cracks me up. They look so tall.
All right, guys. Now, they're both in the final round, right, George?
Vicky finishes with $4. We've got Scott, our returning champion, with $11 and a commanding lead.
All right, final low-budget Jeff R.D., and here's your category. It's called Do Ye Remember? And here is your answer. He was selected by Trista as the winner on The Bachelorette. We just need the guy's first name only, please. He was selected by Trista as the winner on The Bachelorette. Don't forget, answer in the form of a question, and good luck.
All contestants on Low Budget Jeopardy will receive a wonderful collection of White House souvenirs. My fellow Americans, as president, I have authorized the biggest souvenir merchandising campaign in the history of the White House. And now, in addition to the cheesy coasters and pens of previous administrations, you will get real good stuff. Like White House Frisbees, bottle openers, keychains, and Oval Office can cozies, plastic comb sewing kits, a miniature Air Force One, bobblehead dolls, Nerf bow and arrow sets, and official White House air.
Now back to Final Little Bunch of Jeopardy with Alex Trebek.
White House, hair, that's like that, like that deal with you. When you go to Hawaii, right?
We got all the mouth pads you can stuff down your pants.
Amen, brother.
Hold on a second.
Hold on.
Oh, no, I don't want to talk to anybody, please. Another coon.
Hello?
Not daddy. Not daddy. Not daddy.
That's my daddy. Yes, sir.
Who'd be calling?
Well, I realize you're not a mulatto. I was kidding.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
All right. Fair enough. Okay. You got it. Hold on just a second.
Good talking to you.
Right on. Colin Powell for you.
Excellent. He's excited.
Hello. Hi. How did it go? All right. I don't understand that. I don't understand that. Use the General, use the small words. Oh, I hate him. I hate him. He's already, yeah, I saw that too. That's good. Okay, good. All right, great. All right, can we do it tonight? Oh, God damn it. All right, goodbye.
What's the problem?
He said it's going okay, we just can't do it tonight.
Oh, what, the whole big?
Yeah, that's what I do. I always ask him. I'm just waiting for him to tell me. As soon as he says go, we're there, man. We got everybody over there.
Hold on a second.
Drink it again.
All right, good.
Hello?
Hey, this is going to be fun.
No, for some people.
Nah, I just think it's going to work out.
Hi, Barbara.
It's going to work out. I'm very sad for us.
Yeah, he did.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm not telling on him. I'm just telling you. Yeah, he did. Hold on.
Who is it?
Mamo.
No! Tell her I'm not here, please.
She just heard you say God damn it.
Hello, Mamo. I know I said God damn it. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to. I said it again because you were telling me I said it. Mamo! No! Mom! I don't understand that. I'm doing a radio show interview right now, and they're talking to me about all the war and all this stuff, and then Colin Powell called me about the thing, and I asked him where, you know, if we could do it, and he's not giving me permission yet, so we're just trying, and then Dad called and yelled. I understand. All right, is Jeb coming over for dinner? All right. How are you feeling, Mother? All right. Thank you. I love you, too. Oh!
Jeez. She's on me, man. She's on me like sauce on pasta.
All right, let's go to Vicky first.
God damn it.
Watch it.
Oh, she's going to call again. Oh, I'm not supposed to say GD.
You got
to
think about
she
that.
Is such a hard ass.
Be careful.
Hello, Barbara.
I didn't say it. Well, I'm in very big trouble.
I think so.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Always, sir.
It's Daddy.
Yes, sir.
I don't want to speak with him.
Yes, sir.
I'm afraid of him.
I'll tell him.
All right. Maybe I don't have to talk.
Uh-huh.
Very good.
Hold on a second. Let me just make sure I get that. Stop being such...
What's he writing now?
Retarded.
I don't like that word.
Disgrace. Oh, hold on. I dropped the phone.
You dropped the phone, Don.
To all bushes.
Hey, can I have something?
Sure.
Can I have your Dale Earnhardt statue?
Sure.
All right.
All right, I'll pass that along.
You'll be Miss Number 3.
I'll pass that along. Because God needed a driver.
That's right.
I'll pass. Yes, sir.
That's a fine statue.
I know.
It is.
I know.
There are two things your president requires when he leaves here. The Dale Earnhardt statue and some pie.
I believe...
They have great pie.
I believe Forrest Gump's IQ was 75.
Yes, I have no idea what they're talking about. My
God bless America.
No, soon enough.
What did he want?
Your daddy wants you to call him after the show.
Oh, I am in the doghouse. I am totally in the doghouse.
I'm supposed to tell you something along
the lines. Maybe I'll give him the Dale Earnhardt.
You are a retard, a disgrace to all bushes.
That's not true.
Anyway.
I'm sorry.
And, yeah, he wants a statue.
Is he still listening?
Yeah.
I am sorry, Daddy.
Vicky. Let's go to Vicky.
Good luck.
Vicky, our final low budget Jeopardy category. Do ye remember? He was selected by Trista as the winner on The Bachelorette. Vicky.
Who is Robert?
Robert, no.
No, wrong. You are wrong, Vicky.
Negative.
I know it. I know it. Yeah. All right, Scott.
Scott, if you've got the answer, you're the winner again.
Who is Sean?
No.
Oh.
Gotcha. Ryan.
Ryan. How could you not know that?
Ryan is the guy.
Of course, everybody knows that. Yeah. The whole world knows that.
Ryan is the guy selected by Twisto on The Bachelorette. That means
the most powerful country in the world. You two should have known that.
It's the type of game Alan Linewand will love. We're giving away no extra money today.
Zero.
Listen, Scott, Vicky, Boulder, you don't go away. Matt, just go away. Here is George Bush to tell you what you want. George!
You get to keep your money you won previously, Scott Savage. You get $78 to keep.
Thank you, GW.
Plus, both of you have won a large pizza with one topping from Papa John's. Better ingredients, better pizza.
But wait, there's more.
You have won a 6 feet under prize pack. Get to know the Fishers. 6 feet under, the complete first season is now available on DVD and VHS. Don't miss the new season of 6 feet under new. Episodes every Sunday at 9 p.m. only on HBO. But wait, there's more. You have won a Girls Gone Wild prize pack. For the first time ever, the phenomenon known as Girls Gone Wild is coming live and uncensored to pay-per-view next Thursday at 10 p.m. Eastern. Footage from South Padre, Padre Island. I know that. God, it's Texas. Cancun, and Panama City Beach,
Panama City.
Rock You World. Order Girls Gone Wild by calling your local cable company, Direct TV or Dishes. Thank you for playing the game, both of you, and thanks for supporting your country.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Go America. Go America.
Yeah, thank you, son.
Have a great weekend. Well, George.
I pray for you, Don.
And I pray for you. Jesus Christ.
Is he calling again?
I don't have caller ID on this line. Hello? Well, hey. What's up with you, Toots?
Not much.
He's right here. Hold on a second.
All right.
It's your wife.
Hello. Uh-huh. Wait. I got it. Bye-bye.
What'd she need?
I am picking up the Chinese food on the way home.
President Bush, good luck with Iraq.
Crispy beef.
Always remember and never forget. How much? You got something else you want to say?
No, I don't.
How much of Jeopardy is the production of?
Coron Incorporated and is distributed by King World. Jenna wants a 12-pack.
There he goes, your president.
He seemed confused.
I think so. And he did last night on television.
I'm not optimistic.
Not his best show. No. We'll be right back. Oh, what the hell's going on here?
Is it kid?
Yeah, well, duh. Is it cute?
Radio.
No,
the
program.
Wasn't
cute.
It was not cute.
This didn't stay in. This didn't turn on. Give it a second. Let it cue. It'll be
Give
fine.
It a second.
Give it a second.
Yeah. That's good. Yeah. You know, we just do a killer bit, and that kills.
Just
George, come here.
What the Sam Hill's happening here with your equipment?
I don't know.
Well, tell that boy to put the thingamabob back.
Right.
Someone called for a doctor?
God damn it. Oh, no, don't. No, no, she's not going to call. Oh, dear, she will spank me.
Hello?
Oh, man.
He's here. I want to say it's not his fault. We had a technical problem. I say it all the time. It's not taking the Lord's name in vain. I say it all the time. I say, goddamn, goddamn, goddamn.
Oh, you are in so much trouble. You are in so much trouble. Let me talk to her. Please, let me talk to her. Don't speak to
hold
her
on,
anymore.
Hold on. Yes, sir.
Oh, it's him. You're confusing me.
No, it's both of them.
Oh, together.
I am sorry. Yes, he is. Hold on, sir.
Oh, dear.
It's for you. She's mad at me.
Hello? Hello, Mamo. Yes, sir. He is a friend of mine. I am sorry that he has done that. Please accept my apology on behalf of him and using the bad words. I am so, so very sorry. God bless both of you. This is your son out.
Thanks, dude.
They have forgiven you.
Thanks.
Goodbye.
Hey, do me a favor on your way. I'll push his butt, would you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, that's the door. Goodbye, and I'll push that one.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Me? That's why the bosses sent me out here. They wanted me to make sure none of the other crews robbed the joint. Like these two balloon heads over here. They were going to try to bang us out of 200 grand? Yeah, right, I'm sure.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
There's one chance. Victory!
The Don and Mike Show.
Damn it, honey. Right, we got an open break here. We take some phone calls. We can review the movies that we haven't seen yet. We haven't done that for a couple of weeks.
Very good.
I got some internet stuff. Let me see if this guy's around. I actually called this guy to set the call up. So the person on the dump button, in case we get an answering machine, it's okay.
Robert the Angry Mailman's on the phone.
Really? Robert?
Hey, fellas.
Hey, what's up?
I got a couple of quick things, man. I haven't heard from baby's mama in like 3 months, and the baby's supposedly due April 22nd, so you guys keep that on your calendar.
All right.
Rob, keep that on your calendar. Also, I got a situation, Don, and I need you guys' advice.
You got it, Robert.
Now, you know I've been called a player and a dog, and I bet a lot of women. I booked one Wednesday and had sex with her.
Good for you.
But I went on the internet the other night, and I went on this website called LocateAmerica.com, and I put in my first girlfriend.
Yeah?
And I found her. And I talked to her yesterday.
How many years ago was your first girlfriend? Is this the first girlfriend you had intercourse with?
My first love, about 20 years ago.
All right.
Were you just thinking about her and you decided you wanted to find out where she was?
Exactly. I looked her up. She has an unusual name. I looked up and put in, you know, L.A., and I found her. And I talked to her mother last night, and her mother remembered me. And about an hour later, she got on the phone, and we talked for a little bit. And, Don, a whole cascade of emotions have resurfaced.
Robert.
I really miss this girl, and I'm... And I want to know, what would you do in my situation? How would you play it?
I would stay off the internet, Robert. Isn't that how you met all these other girls when you went on your ass to her?
This is my first love, man.
Wait a minute, I thought you were in love with... Didn't you say you were in love with baby's mama?
I haven't heard from the girl in 3 months. How much love can there be?
All right. Is baby's mama the one from Tampa? Or the one from Atlanta?
That's another one. That's another chick that was pregnant. She got rid of her baby.
Is baby's mama the one from Atlanta?
No, that was the one that looked like the end of Blade.
Baby's mama is local, right?
Right, baby's mama is
D.C.
Girl.
Okay. Do you think the baby...
That's the one that got her girlfriend got her husband murdered.
Do you think the baby's mama wants you out of her life? Is that why she's not contacting you or what?
I think baby's mama is actually certified crazy-ass bitch.
Really?
What I really think.
But, Robert, what was that, your bad phone going off?
No, that's my pager. You know, I used to email Lisa with, but...
Robert, listen, my advice, stay the frig off the internet.
This is my ex-girlfriend. Don, help me out here. What do you think?
20 years ago...
This could be the one.
Robert, women are like trains. You miss one, the next one is just 10 minutes away. Don't look in the rearview mirror, my friend. Look ahead. And whatever you do...
I would bring her in if we hooked up.
Pull out or wear a condom, for God's sakes.
Man, I'm doing better. The one Wednesday I just had oral with. So, you know, I'm cool. I'm still doing good.
Isn't that a lovely picture?
Was it Toucan Chew or was it just she performing on you?
Toucan Chew a little bit and very pretty woman. One I've been messing with for a while. Real cute, too.
Where'd you meet her?
Kind of in and out, you know.
Yeah, sounds like
it. Yeah, you know.
All right.
You look real good, man.
Stay away from the one from...
I didn't last long either.
Stay away
from... YP was out.
He was dying to say that. You know that.
Stay away from the one from 20 years ago. What are you going to get her for?
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm positive. Man, you know, I'm...
I mean, I think I could go... I could be like you and your wife with this one. Sugar Bear and everything.
With the one from...
Player's card and everything.
With the one from 20 years ago.
Yeah, man.
Well, then why did... Then 20 years ago, why didn't you make the move with her? The serious move.
Because I was immature. I was only like 17 back in the day. And I'll be honest with you, Don. This woman is so pretty. We could never go anywhere. Guys would hit on her, disrespect me.
Who's the one that's pretty? The one you just looked up is the one that's pretty?
Yeah, beautiful.
Did you see a picture? I mean, if there's that many years ago, is she still... Does she still have her looks?
I'm going to find out. I'm going to find out. We're going to email each other pictures on Sunday.
She's 300 pounds.
She looks like Eddie Murphy.
Back in the day, she looked like a cross between Janet and Lil' Kim.
Ooh. Okay, well.
She was bad as F.
She could look like Star Jones now, though.
Hey, you know what, though? I would probably still accept her with a couple of pounds on her. I'm smaller than I was back then.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, I was bigger.
See, Lil' Kim looks like she's got fat potential.
Yeah, she did. She did. I saw that last video. She looked like she got a little fat in the face.
Now, Mike, do you mean fat or do you mean P-H-A-T?
No, I mean F-A-T.
She got a little puffy.
And, I mean, Janet, Janet Jackson looks like, I mean, she'll probably look like that, to, you know, till she's 60.
Hey, Don, I'll bring a picture of her in and let you see her.
All right.
And I would, I got, like I said, baby's mama is tripping, man, if she's pregnant. But with my luck, with me finding my ex-girlfriend and somebody I would possibly like to settle down with.
Well, here we are.
Chances are she's going to be pregnant and it's going to be my kid and it's going to mess up the whole thing all over.
Here we are having a nice, civil conversation for a change with Robert, and already his fans are coming out of the woodwork. Hello, Chris.
No one gives an F one way or the other about this guy. Why do you put him on the show?
No, I don't want to hear from you.
Change the channel.
Go away.
Hey,
if you're so scary, it's important.
Anybody even worried about
you? Turn your lasagna off.
You're a loser. Let's cut.
No one likes you.
F you, white
man. No one likes you.
F you.
Let me just
say. They love me. They hate you.
Let me say,
your mother hates you. Your father hates you. But your sister loves me.
Well, I don't have a sister, so you're talking about.
Well, your mother loves me.
Who's your sister? Great lasagna business right now.
My children are swimming in your mother's pool. I hate you. My unborn are swimming in your mother's pool right now. F you.
Wow.
Come get some, bitch.
Oh, I'd love to get a piece of your heart.
Hey, Don and Mike, I got a present for you. Guess what I found in the yard today?
What?
A deer's antler.
Cool.
Yeah, I'm going to bring it in for you. Put some panties on it.
I wish you would shut up on top of it.
I got to get rid of that guy, Antler.
No, I said, no, F that guy.
You said F that guy. F that guy.
I don't curse.
All right.
Hello.
Hello there. Don and Mike's show. Hello.
Yeah, what's the black stud's name?
This
Robert the Angry Mailman.
Robert the Mailman. Robert Mailman. Bobby Mailman.
Hey, Bobby Mailman. Hey, Bobby the Mailman.
Robert, typical, don't call me Bobby.
You're the typical nigger.
Hey.
Hang up on him. Don't hang up on him.
Hey,
you think the N-word, do you think the word nigger bothers me? I got more niggers in my car than ever been uttered by the Ku Klux Klan. It's called rap music.
Now it's listen,
just to keep out the word nigger.
Robert, shut up.
That doesn't bother me.
Robert, it bothers me. Shut up for a second, you douche. Not you, Robert, the other guy. Hey, you know, you can call in. You can hate on Robert. Just don't drop the N-bomb.
Don't do that.
It
not
doesn't
on this
bother
show.
Me, Don. It's
hold
okay.
On. Robert,
that's a,
hey,
that's
Robert.
That's a great man's last defense.
Hey, Robert, all Robert, Robert, you know how we were having this discussion when you were here the other day? And really, you can handle this guy your own way, but really, this is not where you do that.
However,
and honest to God, you don't, and I'm not talking to Robert, I'm talking to this other guy. I don't like it. I don't like that effing word, and I don't like it on this radio show, and F this guy for doing it. No, that word, it just.
He's gone.
Man. I liked the show the other night, Don. What'd you think?
Well, what I heard was entertaining. I heard Mike
struggling,
very, very nervous.
I was as nervous.
Seen him behind the scenes, man.
Very nervous.
Buzz almost peed on himself the part I wanted him to.
One thing that you were probably right about was that I probably would have.
You would have done the skit.
Whatever the song was you wanted. Song.
Right, the listen
but
song.
That is the it difference. But you know. I got a line that I will go up to. Mike's got a line he'll go up to. Buzz Obby's, all I heard was on the way out, Buzz said to Rob, I can't believe Robert. Robert wants me to sing a song that has the N-word in it.
Robert wanted us to do a lot of stuff, and Robert did a lot of stuff, and we didn't get to all the stuff that he had there. But I will tell you, and I am not embarrassed to say this. That was a difficult bit of radio for me, and Robert knew it, and I still thought it was highly stimulating and highly creative.
Robert,
I would do the stuff that I had written down.
Well, you know what, Robert, you know.
I had to rewrite it.
Hey, Robert.
Yeah.
You know, I knew he would. I mean, he probably would have done some of the stuff that I would.
He
would
have done the lynching song.
I mean, the lynching song. The lynching song was. You know, I didn't want to go anywhere near that.
All I know is that Robbie and I.
The OJ transcript.
You hurt my feelings, though, Robert, when you kept saying that. You know, Don would have done that. I know he would have done
Robbie
that.
Robbie and I
20 times.
We're getting to the airport.
Man, Don wanted us to be uncomfortable.
We had to do.
Yes, he did. And you know what? But it was uncomfortable in a very good way. Now that I'm back on it.
Oh, yeah. We were getting out of the car at the airport, and I said to Rob, "You know, I wish we could just stay in the car for 10 more minutes to hear how this ends."
Right.
Because we only heard the very beginning.
I mean, it got better towards the end. It got better because he had the list of all the words, all the words, and he was prepared. Robert came in here for anybody that heard that. He had like 8 folders that were just jammed. I mean, Robert, you I'm comfortable. You could have done 4 hours, but
on the name game, I got another name. White guy said you forgot one, and he said South Carolina blacks, they call them blue gums because they're so black.
Jesus,
and,
Robert.
Because white guys wanted to contribute. I said, look, I'm not on the show now. It's not funny.
Yeah, you mean right. When Robert was playing the name game and he was listing the names, he was crediting all the people that gave him the names. He said, a white guy gave me this.
And you tell a white guy, hey, what do you call us behind our back? He's like, no, I don't want to get in trouble. I said, no, I'm doing it for a show.
Right.
It's okay. Mm-hmm. They were like, oh, okay, Old Fay, Buffer, Alligator Bait, the normal N-word. And I was like, well, Jesus. N-word has its own category.
You know, I will tell you, it really, what Robert had there was not only for a radio show. Robert could probably teach a course
based on what he had. Robert, what did that have to do with Black History Month? That is my question.
I was trying to bring the races together.
And what better way with hate words?
Don,
Robert.
You know, I'll be honest with you. When you do your little, this is Don's and Mike's and
hello there,
that pisses me off.
It does.
But it's comedy. I know you're just funny.
Yeah, I'm just kidding,
So when I do it, I just came in and I said, well, let's go over the top. Yeah. Let's get the most racist names I can find. Let's get the black cancers, which Mike liked. Mm-hmm. I had the Uncle Tom we didn't get to. Then I had the OJ thing. I had a whole thing about OJ.
And the reason why
it was all Don. Mike was so uncomfortable.
There were moments of supreme discomfort. There were moments of entertainment. But I will tell you, and then there were a couple of moments where I simply wanted to be in another country.
And Robert, Buzz was like, Robert, I can't say this.
Yeah.
Buzz, it's me saying it. Don't worry about it, Robert. People will hate me.
Robert, we got a break. Listen, here's the advice. Get a picture of the girl first. Get in a committed relationship if you can, and for God's sakes, stop procreating. And
I've been doing a lot better, man. I'm focused on work. I'm still thinking about the business. Thanks for letting me on, and I'm going to bring you guys a picture of this girl next week.
I would love you to come in sometime, not real soon, but like in the next couple of weeks to space out your appearances to read your Uncle Tom list. That was a list that I, in particular, was looking forward to hearing.
Did we get to that, Robert, or did we not get to that?
No, we didn't, and I left all the photos there.
All right.
But I'll do it again. I'll type it up again.
All right, I'll see you, Robert.
OJ explanation, too.
All right, next time.
You'll love OJ. Will you do the court transcripts with me, the unheard ones?
Sure. What is this, like a bit you've written?
Yeah.
Buzz, did you see it?
I did see this. Yes.
Is this what you refused to do?
One of the things, yes.
Yeah, I'll do it, Robert.
Okay,
right.
Thank you.
All right.
I'll redo it. 2-3 weeks, I'll be in there.
Okay, all right. See you.
I think I got a sore throat.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
I feel a fever coming on.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don.
Yeah, hi.
You guys rock, and that's for Tim.
Here you go.
Hey, my name's Mike. I'm from Westchester.
Yes, Mike.
And for what it's worth, I'm another UPS guy that has shorts on.
Good for you. We love the UPS guys. But Mike loves FedEx more.
And I like my UPS guy, too, because he's a fan of the show and he's a good guy.
FedEx, huh? Hey, watch the F word. So, listen, I'm calling to tell Robert, I know he hung up, but I'm calling to tell him to go for it. If it's been 20 years, he found her again. You know what? Robert, if you're listening, go for it.
Yeah.
It's meant to be.
I don't know. The guy's got problems with relationships. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Good afternoon, boys.
Hey, buddy.
I'm one of the thousands upon thousands of guys that can't get in on the radio show, so I'm really kind of like blessed this afternoon I got through. I'm a sales rep on the road, and your show makes our day go just so much happier.
Thanks.
You get through with a good call, or you get back with a bad call, and I get back in the car, your show comes on all the time, and it just makes my day worthwhile.
Well, thank you. Pardon? Where are you from? What's
from Las Vegas.
Las Vegas.
Wow. That's wonderful.
Yeah, I sell food, and so I've listened to your show for about 7 or 8 years since we lived up in like throughout the areas, and I'll tell you something. It's easy to hear.
Isn't it always that way? We get a guy that's saying all these nice things.
We finally get a nice guy.
And his phone dies.
Yeah, he's a crappy cell. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Yes, hello.
Hey.
You're on the air.
I am?
Yes.
Yes, shocker. What can we do for you?
Just wanted to tell Robert that he should be standing on my front porch with a lantern.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, they're out there, aren't they?
Yeah. Jesus. Hey, Don and
Mike. Well, Robert, as we have always said, Robert is a lightning rod.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike, Radio Gods.
Hey.
How you doing?
Okay.
I just wanted to thank you. I've been listening to you guys for 15-plus years, and I just had to say two things for you.
Yeah.
My name is Patrick. Eat my cheese, and my name is Anki. Eat my cheese.
That's old stuff.
That's way old.
Going back.
Like nobody, nobody knows what you're talking about there. Don and Mike, hello.
What's up, what's up? Let me tell you that Robert is the kind of black man. We need more black men like that. You understand?
Yeah.
And Don, you ought to know that because your brother black. You ought to know what a good black man is. You know what I'm saying, Don?
This is the same guy all the time, right?
Mike.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Don, let me tell you, Don, Mike punked out when Robert was there for Black History Month.
Now, listen, everybody has what they're comfortable with. And I'll tell you, I'm with Mike. I'm not for the N-word, and we don't allow it. Now, I do have a weird...
But this is good literature.
I got a weird vibe, though.
Hey, wait. Now, hold on a second. I mean, when Robert came out and he was listing the words, I didn't have a problem with him doing that. He was listing the words. I had a problem with, this thing he did, a parody, the lynching song, and I didn't do that.
So what do you say about a good actor or actress who gets into their role and becomes the character?
I think there are a lot of things that I do, and you know what? And Robert was free to do whatever he wanted on the show. He had a whole bunch of stuff that he wanted to do. I didn't want to sing that song. I didn't like it. I didn't like the song at all.
Well, Sam,
and you know, really, and I didn't want to say this with Robert on the phone. I don't want to offend Robert, but I'll tell you, I didn't think it was funny. I didn't think, outside of the word lynching in there, I just didn't think it was all that funny.
And maybe I wouldn't think it was funny if I saw
that. That was the real reason I didn't do it.
Well, see, that's the problem, because y'all don't understand black folks.
Well, I think we understand.
Y'all don't understand us.
We understand black folks, just because we understand white folks or yellow folks. And as far as the N-word goes, I don't think it has a place on the show. However, I do allow one black person to use the word with another black person. For some reason, I think that's okay. Like,
and Robert listed these words. He was really doing it as a, you know, here are the names over the year. And he was doing, when you say, you know, I punked out on the song, there was one song he wanted me to sing. There's one thing he wanted Buzz to do.
Right.
I didn't really, the song, it just, I was looking at it and I read it as, you know, is this funny? And I just didn't think it was all that funny.
I hear you. You wear Azad, I wear FUBU, I got you. Yo, why wasn't Mr. 40 on for Black History Month?
Mr. 40 could not make it. However, I was just speaking with Lisa. God, it's like the all-Negro segment.
Is Rob still here?
We got to hold you, too, if you gave us
someone like, called for a doctor?
The whole month.
Lisa, I think, was just telling me that... I got to go. Goodbye. I think that 40 and Grady are coming in. Hey, titty bar. Wouldn't you just tell me that 40 and Grady are coming in next week?
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. They're coming in just to...
Hang out.
Just to do a set.
I haven't seen Grady in a long time.
Yeah, me neither.
Grady Smoke. I haven't seen Grady in about a year.
Yeah.
All right. Goodbye.
Yeah, but 40 said he was glad that he didn't come in during Black History Month because he really didn't know any black history and didn't have anything really to say about Black History Month. He just wanted to come in and
well, really, the whole month, the only person we had on that really even spoke about Black History Month was James Brown from Fox NFL.
Absolutely.
Right. That was it.
And then Robert.
And Robert.
Mm-hmm.
That was it. All right. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye, Mrs. Broyhill. We're up on a break. Oh, I see one call we got to take from Green Bay. Ryan.
Hey, guys.
Are you ready for a bulletin?
Am I ready for what?
I'm just asking all the guys here. Are you ready for a bulletin?
Really? I'm ready for a bulletin.
No, it's what you got to say. Go ahead.
Are you ready for a bulletin?
Yeah.
All right.
Come on.
Let me think.
No.
What, you guys watched Letterman last night?
Yeah, and?
They had Dr. Phil on, and Dr. Phil came out with a big list of all the things the Letterman had called him in the past months and months.
Right.
It was funny as hell.
Right, yeah. You know, I saw it when it was on a month ago.
Oh.
You know, when it was in the newspapers, when it was on the front page of the newspaper saying Dr. Phil finally appears on the Letterman show. When he was on a month ago.
When he didn't have shingles?
A month ago.
You gotta come out of that ice fishing shed.
Hey, what's wrong with the ice
when it was
shed?
On a month ago.
All right, I saw it for the first time last night.
Then it is not a bulletin.
Hey, I hope everything works out with you guys' affiliates. I hope that you guys stay in the radio.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
All right, bye.
Good luck fishing.
Goodbye. Eat my cheese. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
You're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, let me turn down my radio. Cool. Echo, though. Echo. 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 Oh, not bad. Oh, I'm sorry that I came on right after your depressed woman was on. Your caller? Why was she crying?
She hasn't been able to find someone who's willing to admit that they agree with her, that this war is a ghastly disaster and a put-up job. At the moment, Earth feels very alone and isolated, and she's trying to overcome her alienation.
I initially thought that maybe she was depressed because she couldn't guess the secret sound on the Don and Mike show, when in fact it was probably her douchebag hitting the floor.
No, actually, what she heard was you, douchebag. What a brilliant guy.
The Don and Mike Show.
Even better than a nice hot bowl of nasal bisque. The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, we got a lot of those steaks. That's one of the best ones, isn't it, though?
I would like someday to meet that gentleman.
Oh, yeah. The bourbon guy?
I really would.
Yeah.
He's on my list.
Pretty outstanding. Now, we're up against the time thing here, and you know, the goal has been since the first of the year, we're really trying to get more of the Buzz News show on.
Right.
And this is always the point where it gets dicey.
Yes.
We got to have a short break so that we can get to Buzz. I had planned on us playing the 1-900 medical information line game.
Right.
Yeah, but this is one of those things that, yeah. Buzz, that I realized. It's not a 10-minute break.
Impossible.
Yeah. It ends up being...
Too much logistical stuff we have to do.
Too much. Then I guess we'll review some movies, but I just wanted to say there's a lot of internet sites that I wanted to hit on this week to mention. This guy, I don't know if he's going to be there now, but if we get an answering machine, whoever is on the dump button, it's okay because I've already contacted the guy.
Very good.
It's okay. His name is Scott the Blue Bunny.
Okay.
And his website is scottybunny.com.
What is that?
And, well, there he is, Mike. As you can see,
oh God,
he's about the faggiest looking guy I've ever seen. He wears a blue bunny costume.
Scott the Bunny.
Scott the Blue Bunny is a 5-year veteran of the nightlife scene. He makes his own outfits, and he's a variety artist. He sings, eats fire, performs magic.
Wow.
Walks at a ball. Drives your party.
Somebody called the Mirage.
Let me see. He does meet and greet, master of ceremonies, bar mitzvahs, birthday parties, weddings. Hello, Charlie and Lisa. Magic and circus, fire eating, rolling globes.
Scott the Blue Bunny.
Pink on the inside, fully contained cabaret of queer songs and shtick. Anyway, it's Scott the Blue Bunny.
That is a wonderful picture, Scott.
And not since the days of Ouchie the Clown.
Right.
If I wanted to get a guy on the show.
Scott the Blue Bunny.
So.
The gayest bunny in the world.
Hello, Scott.
I had contacted him.
You're a blue bunny.
I'd already got permission, if he's not there, to at least, you know, they got this whole thing with answering machines. So don't dump out if he's not there.
Hello, Scott.
Pink on the inside.
That's weird. Scotty Bunny. Scott the Blue Bunny.
He's so hot right now.
Sounds like he's out there.
Hello?
Scott!
Yes?
Don and Mike Show, we're on the air.
How are you, Scott?
Oh, what's happening now?
Now listen, Scotty the Blue Bunny.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Scotty the Blue Bunny, you're the man.
Yeah.
Here's the question.
What?
Been to the website.
Yeah.
Seen all of the stuff.
Right.
Want to know.
In the car with my parents. Go ahead.
Oh, you're in the car with your parents. Scotty the Blue Bunny.
Mom, Dad, say hi. We're on the radio.
Hi, everybody.
Hey.
All right,
brother.
What do you want to know?
Scotty, are you available on June 28th for a gig, a real gig at a wedding reception?
Yeah.
I would like it to be my gift to the bride and groom.
Hey.
What act do you do? What is your act specifically designed for weddings, Scott the Blue Bunny?
Well, how much am I getting paid?
Well, how much would it cost? I know when it was on the website, so you do live singing,
right?
And you come with a cake. How much would you charge if we like paid for your train ticket and got you a hotel room for the night? How much would you charge to show up at the wedding of two dear friends of ours,
right,
in your bunny suit, and maybe do a little fire eating, maybe...
So we're not on the radio now, are we?
Yes, we are on the radio, Scott.
Like I said, we're on the
radio. We do everything on the radio.
I'm quoting a price on the air.
Okay, all right, well then...
How about that?
All right. How about... let me take you off the air for a second. Okay?
Yeah.
Hold on.
All right, Don is now going to take Scott the Blue Bunny off the air, and I think it's a wonderful
wedding.
Yeah,
you're not on the air. So... We're very serious about this. Our producer is getting married to our assistant producer on June 28th. here in Washington, D.C. If we were to hire you to come with a cake, eat some fire, sing, and walk on your big ball while you're wearing your bunny suit, how much would you charge? Oh, it's awkward because you're with your parents?
Oh.
On the way to dinner. Okay.
I see.
You can't give me...
Stephen, you'd like to go...
Yeah, okay, let me put you back on the air just for a second. We won't talk any specifics.
Okay, hold on.
he's a handful.
Yeah, he is. But he's with his mom and dad, and he's...
Look, I just got to negotiate the best price for my tail and my ears. You know what I'm saying?
Now do your parents know that you are Scott the Blue Bunny?
Yes, they know that I'm a bunny.
And they approve.
They approve.
Wonderful.
Right, well, then, Scott, listen, we have a great dinner tonight.
Thank you.
I'll call you off the air next week. But
sorry, I'm not too crazy right now.
That's okay. In your day book,
can you just tell me one thing, Scott?
Yeah. What?
What's your song that you sing at weddings? What's your showstopper?
Oh, it's beginning to look a lot like penis.
Oh wow!
Can
okay,
I say
there it is. There it is.
Yeah, we're still on the air. All right, I'll call you next week, Scott.
Thank you, sir.
And again, the website is scottybunny.com.
Right. Very
right.
Good.
All right. Bye, buddy.
With lies.
Bye.
Bye.
For all your party needs.
Bye. Bye.
Wow. It's beginning to look a lot like penis.
How about that, huh?
Oh, hey,
he's wacky.
Are you happy, Charlie?
There you
happy,
go.
Lisa?
It's going to be a fantastic show.
Okay, also from the internet, Glenn was a totally different Scotty Bunny.
He was a mellow Scotty Bunny, huh?
Yeah.
But he sang a song with his parents in the car.
When I spoke to him, and it was like...
How loud was he, Ethel Merman, when you talked to him?
Yes. And I don't know when I called him. Like, I never get the stuff on time on the
right.
show. I've had this on my list like for a week. I called him like a week ago and just said, we're going to call you at some time. You're going to be on the air. If it's a machine, we'll leave the message.
Right.
Yep. No problem. I walk on a big ball and I the fire that I eat. I deep throat the fire and I sing.
But now his parents are taking him to dinner.
They are. Okay, here's something else from a site called Stella.com. Stella Awards. These are awards named after Stella Liebeck.
And who is Stella Liebeck?
Stella Liebeck is the lady who spilled coffee on herself and sued McDonald's and won $20 million.
A famous lawsuit, a famous frivolous lawsuit.
Mm-hmm. Here are some of the contenders this year for the Stella Awards.
Very good.
Kara Walton of Claymont, Delaware. And these are not lawsuits that are pending. These are people who have already won these lawsuits. Mm-hmm. Kara Walton of Claymont, Delaware, successfully sued the owner of a nightclub in a neighboring city when she fell from the bathroom window to the floor and knocked out her teeth. This occurred while she was trying to sneak through the window in the ladies' room to avoid paying $3.50 cover charge.
Oh, man. And she won.
She won $12,000.
Wow.
And dental expenses.
That's amazing.
Jerry Williams of Little Rock, Arkansas, won $14,000 in medical expenses after being bitten on the buttocks by his next-door neighbor's beagle. The beagle was on a chain in its owner's fenced yard. The award was less than sought, because the jury felt the dog might have been a little provoked at the time by Mr. Williams, who was shooting it repeatedly with a pellet gun.
Oh, wow.
Now that guy...
And the guy, the owner of the dog, had to pay that guy.
Yes.
Wow. Unbelievable.
The guy shooting at the dog with a pellet gun, jumps the fence, the dog bites him, the guy sues...
Amazing.
The guy wins.
Wow.
A 19-year-old man named Carl Truman of Los Angeles... won $74,000 in medical expenses when his neighbor ran over his hand with a Honda Accord. He apparently, Mr. Truman, didn't realize there was someone at the wheel of the car when he was trying to steal his neighbor's hubcaps.
Jesus. Wow. Unreal.
So the guy is down on his knees trying to steal the hubcaps off a car. And the guy who owns the car gets in the car, doesn't see the guy trying to steal the hubcaps, drives over the guy's hand. The guy who's trying to steal the hubcaps...
You know, you wonder what it must be like in that trial, in that litigation. It must be amazing.
Philadelphia restaurant was ordered to pay Amber Carson of Lancaster, PA.
Amber?
$113,000 after she slipped on a soft drink spill and broke her coccyx. That's her tailbone. The beverage was on the floor because the woman had thrown it at her boyfriend 30 seconds earlier during an argument. So
astonishing.
She gets mad at her boyfriend.
Throws the drink at him and then slips and breaks her tailbone.
Correct.
How did this happen?
Terrence Dickinson of Bristol, Pennsylvania, was leaving a house he had just finished robbing by way of the garage. He was not able to get the garage door to go up since the automatic opener was malfunctioning. He couldn't get back in the house because the door connecting the house and the garage locked when he pulled it shut. The family was on vacation, and the guy found himself locked in the garage for 8 days. He managed to get by on a case of Pepsi and a large bag of dry dog food. He sued the homeowner's insurance, claiming the situation caused him undue mental anguish. The jury agreed to pay him $500,000.
You know, I just would love to see that on court TV and just see how it happens. See what the attorneys do to twist that around.
Stay cool. Stay cool. Right.
There he is.
I got two more and then we're going to buzz. A jury of her peers awarded Kathleen Robertson of Austin, Texas $780,000 after she broke her ankle by tripping over a toddler running inside a furniture store. The owners of the store were understandably surprised at the verdict, considering that the toddler that was running around the store misbehaving was Mrs. Robertson's son.
I mean, so it just goes to show you that happens simply because she is in that store.
Mm-hmm.
If that happens out on the street, it's mind-boggling.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And this year's favorite is Mr. Merv Grzynski of Oklahoma City.
Ooh.
He purchased a new 32-foot Winnebago motorhome. On his first trip home, having driven onto the freeway, he set the cruise control at 70 and left the driver's seat to go back and get himself a cup of coffee.
Oh, God.
The RV left the freeway, crashed, and overturned. He sued Winnebago for not advising him in the owner's manual that he could not actually do this.
The car will not steer itself.
The jury awarded him $175,000 and a new motorhome.
Jesus.
Winnebago actually had to change their manuals on the basis of this lawsuit.
Do not try this.
In case there are any other idiots out there buying their RV.
Cruise control will not steer your Winnebago.
So anyway, I just been sitting waiting on that for a while.
Those are great.
We had that and we had, ScottyBunny.com.
And, you know, it just goes to show you also, Joe Ardinger can hope for a big windfall someday.
Joe. Anyway, I got more stuff from the internet, but we don't have time. Let's go to
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people. He made it up.
See, this is the problem. Even with that stuff, I went 2 minutes over. Longer than I should have.
It was good.
Sorry, buddy.
Blame the bunny.
It's worth it.
Buzz, your lead story tonight is...
HBO has fallen out of favor with mob boss Tony Soprano.
Oh, really? Oh, yes. So Tony. Yes. Tony. Hey, hi, Tony.
Hi, Donna Mike.
Hi, Tony.
The whole tray?
Okay, stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
For news and comments.
News and comments.
Coming up on the Don and Mike
Don
Show.
And Mike. That was very...
Very professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
The Don and Mike Show.
Sorry, I'm fast on the trigger because I got something I want to talk about.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
They'll F you until you love them, faggots.
Oh.
Don and Mike.
Buzz's News brought to you by Veramax Sexual Pleasure and Performance Enhancer. Doctor developed.
Did someone call for a doctor?
A clinically tested Veramax works, available at Rite Aid, GNC, and other select retailers. Try it today, Veramax. 1-888-TRI-VMAX. I had alluded earlier in the show to the fact that we had an announcement about an affiliate in the city that we're in, and it was one of those things that I've known about for a while and knew was going to happen. All right, I'm going to talk about this because, look, it's right there. The whole thing is right there that they've already started stunting.
Charles Broyhill, ladies and gentlemen.
They've already dropped the hip-hop.
They have?
Yep. That's what it says.
Well, I was asked not to tell you at all until Monday.
So, well, it's on DCRTV.com.
A lot of things have been on DCRTV.com that aren't true.
All right, then I'll say this is a rumor.
Okay.
Well, it says...
Hey, I got a question.
Yeah.
Did what's-his-name say... You got it from what's-his-name, right?
Yeah.
All right.
But he didn't say, don't say it.
Well, you're just reading a rumor that's on a website.
DCRTV hears...
Read it verbatim, and then that's all we have to say.
Stern, Don, and Mike to move to 105.7 FM in Baltimore. DCRTV hears that Howard Stern and Don and Mike will have new radio homes in Baltimore come Monday. Our sources tell us that both the AM and PM drive shows will move from WJFK AM to WXYV FM 105.7 as of Monday. The hip-hop format on 105.7 is history. Infinity is stunting with rock music over the weekend. And that's a rumor we had heard.
That's on DCRTV, which is a radio and television website that follows the local Baltimore, Washington radio television scene.
You know,
just have to wait and see if it's true.
Well, if they've dropped the hip-hop. Yeah, Buzz, we'll wait and see.
Yeah.
So anyway, Monday, Baltimore, 3 o'clock.
If you heard anything like that, and if you hear that they have, if that radio station has dropped their music, give us a call and let us know if that's happened.
Call us right now. Turn on 105.7, and if they're not playing like Busta Rhymes or LL Cool J,
then maybe there's a chance that that rumor could be true.
And wouldn't that be something, Mike?
Wouldn't that be something special?
Someone call for a doctor?
So somebody from Baltimore's got to call us now.
I don't pay any attention to rumors.
Well, I know, Rob. They're all junk.
They're all junk.
Movie magazines.
They're all junk. Jack.
Maids.
Anyway. Our lines are going nuts. Buzz, why don't you dive into the news?
All right.
Make sure we should get some of these calls.
I shall. James Gandolfini, who plays Tony on HBO's The Sopranos.
Okay. Hi, Donna Mike.
He's filed a lawsuit against that network. The lawsuit asks that he be freed from any obligation to return for the upcoming fifth season of the show.
Oh, don't be a dickhead, Tony.
Well, according to his lawyer, this doesn't mean he will not show up for work. And quoting an HBO spokesman, this is nothing more than a further renegotiation tactic by an actor with a binding contract. What all of this means, of course, is that the star of the show is holding out for more money. In truth, the negotiations were already underway when he filed the lawsuit.
Buzz, excuse me, let's go to Dan in Baltimore.
Just in.
Dan?
Yeah, this is him.
Dan, are you listening to 105.7 FM in Baltimore?
I am listening to 105.7 right now, and they're playing Jane's Addiction.
Playing Jane's Addiction.
Oh, that's wrong.
All right.
That's not hip-hop.
Doesn't sound like rap to me.
I would tell our listeners, put that on your preset.
It's on there, babe.
Start Monday.
Wow. Interesting.
Start Monday.
Yeah, let's see what happens.
It's about time. And then watch the frig out.
Yeah.
Watch the frig out if we're finally on FM in Baltimore.
Bingo. It's been a long wait.
It would have only taken Infinity 13 years to make it happen.
I know, really.
13 years. Hold on here. Somebody else from Baltimore. Hello, Don and Mike. Eric.
Hello, fellas. What is up?
So, are you listening to 105.7?
I can put it on for you right now if you'd like.
Yeah, turn it on. Yeah, that doesn't sound like hip-hop to me.
No. It's amazing.
Can I give you the celebratory siren for you?
Pardon me?
I'm on duty. Can I play the siren for you?
Sure. A cop? Sure, go ahead. Come on.
Cool. That's the sound of a rumor being announced. Don't tell anyone.
Hey, all right.
Thanks. Be safe.
Yeah, I hope it's true.
Be sweet. It's got to be. He's James. James, Baltimore. Hi. Hey, James?
Hi, Dave.
Dave, I'm sorry, Dave.
That's all right. The black face is playing white music.
Yeah.
That's what they said on the website. So.
That means we got to be soon. We got to be soon. I would think Monday. Monday. Monday on FM in Baltimore. Hey there, boy.
Hello. Might have to pay a little tribute. Been a long time since we talked about the Bromo Seltzer Tower.
Marty.
Domino's Sugar.
Marty Bass.
Hey, man, it's what a great town to be on in AM and FM, sir.
Earl.
Yeah.
Earl, you're on the air.
Oh, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
They're playing classic rock
I've been following you guys from ABA to whatever station I could get you on. First time caller, and I love you guys.
Well, apparently we finally get to get that AM monkey off our back on Monday. Well, hope so.
Hate to say there's going to be some big news. We'll be able to do that again.
Hey, John.
Yes.
I loved the Crooks Are Stupid. That's how long I've been listening.
Thank
before
you.
That.
You know I used to make that up.
Don't tell anybody in Baltimore. He fabricated the whole thing.
Thank you. Anyway, so that's the news.
Excellent.
That's the news. Sorry to infringe on your time. Hold on.
That's
here's Leo in Baltimore. Leo.
Hey, coming through loud and clear on 1057, hon.
Yeah, that's what QSR used to be at. I know it's a good signal because I could pick it up in Virginia.
Wow.
Does it come in loud and clear down to the Inner Harbor?
I believe so.
Oh, right.
All over the place, hon.
Dundalk, Pikesville. Hello.
Towson. Reister's down, too.
Reister's
down. Towson.
Towson is going to be fantastic. Man, we're going to be heard all over Bulmer.
On FM.
Hey.
Buzz.
Yes.
Buzz, you got some news?
Just wrapping up the lead to tell you Gandolfini's holding out for more money.
Okay. Hi, Dynamite.
The new season starts filming in 3 weeks, but won't hit the screen until early next year.
Robert, I'm going to sue you. Buzz?
Yes?
You know, we had that breaking news from Baltimore.
Right.
We got to do this now, and I got to give away something. Last chance here. You do have to be from the Washington or Baltimore.
Former, honey.
Area, or, you know, or, well, hell, anywhere if you want to come to D.C.
Yeah.
On July 3rd, we have one last pair of tickets to see James Buffett and the Coral Reefer Band.
I hear they're very, very popular.
Air Weather Post on July 3. Win them before you can buy them. Tickets go on sale tomorrow, 10 a.m. at all Ticketmaster locations, online at www.cc.com. Be the 100th caller right now. I'll tell you, I am going to ask a trivia question about something that happened very early in today's show.
All right.
Something happened early in today's show.
Go for it,
Dan. You want to win the Jimmy Buffett tickets? You call her number 100 right now.
I'll be practicing all weekend.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
Sinners, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
All right, buddy, stand by. Let me get a call number 100 here and give away these James Buffett tickets. Let's go here. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Aloha, guys.
Aloha. Have you been listening to the whole show today?
Yes, I've had it on all day.
Who's that sound like?
No.
This is not Gladys Kravitz?
This is not Gladys, although I think you should have her on more.
Oh dear. Honey, is Lisa pregnant?
No.
There you go.
You're a winner.
Yeah.
We've won tickets to see James Buffett.
No, Eureka! That was easy.
That was it. Coral Reefer Band, Meriwether, July 3. You've won them before. You can buy them.
Oh, super.
Enjoy.
You guys are great.
Thanks. Enjoy the show.
Thanks.
You got it.
I sure will.
Hold on,
bye.
Please.
Have a good weekend.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Well, we were talking about James Gandolfini, and then there's...
Okay. Hi, Don and Mike.
Well, there's also Tony's good-looking son, AJ. Robert Eiler, who plays the strapping young man, is partying his way to disaster, according...
Come and see me.
...to the National Enquirer. The paper says its investigation shows that Eiler has still been smoking pot and drinking under the legal age.
Wanna get high?
I'll drink to that.
Even though he's on probation.
Uh-oh.
He's on probation for petty larceny after he and three friends mugged a couple of teenage tourists in Manhattan a year and a half ago.
Larceny?
The Enquirer quotes a police spokesman as saying he's hanging with the wrong element and it's only a matter of time before it catches up to him. It appears the kid hasn't learned his lesson. The Enquirer says Robert prefers his vodka with cranberry juice and his pot in a blunt cigar. Oprah,
good man,
is expanding.
Yeah, we know that.
And she has the zoning permit to do it. Officials in Santa Barbara have granted permission for Oprah to expand her $50 million estate there. They did scold her a bit for starting the construction before asking permission. Oprah bought the 40-acre parcel 2 years ago.
She's expanding.
It includes a 20,000-square-foot mansion, a 3,000-square-foot guest house, a barn, a tennis court, a pool, an orchard, several ponds, a lake, and a garage that's been converted into a home theater.
A barn!
A nice big doghouse for Stedman to live in.
Yeah.
Nice big lot where you can go out and run, dig. Oh, that's something about Mary.
Right.
Got him on a chain.
Man, he's really coming along.
Forbes magazine says Oprah is the world's first black female billionaire. By the way, a new survey says Oprah's back.
Really? Marla Gibbs was not first?
No, I'm sorry. No.
She didn't make $1 million first?
No, it's Opie. By the way, a new survey says Oprah's back on top. The latest Harris poll says Winfrey has returned to her spot as America's favorite TV personality.
Nell Carter would have made it if God hadn't taken her so soon.
Hey, give me a break.
God needed an actress.
So Oprah number one, Ray Romano came in second in this popularity poll. David Letterman was the third most popular television personality.
That is I.
The rest of the top 10 list goes like this. Katie Couric, Bill O'Reilly, Jennifer Aniston, that's right, Bill O'Reilly, more popular than Jennifer Aniston.
What say you, Buzz?
Dr. Phil, Tom Brokaw, Jay Leno, and Dan Rather round out the list. Falling out of the top 10 this year are Regis, Rosie, Drew Carey, and Kelsey Grammer.
You know, go figure that Drew Carey was on that list to begin with. Seems to me he's one of those guys, don't bother turning the machine around, but he's one of those Satan guys anyway. He signed the pact with Satan a long time ago.
Absolutely. And I mean, who watches that show anymore?
Nobody. And it's still on.
Yeah. Right.
And not only is it still on, like, regular TV.
Right.
If you're ever up, like, at midnight on Channel 5.
Doesn't it seem like it's syndicated, like, on 15 different stations?
Yeah, it's on TBS.
Right.
It's on Channel 5. It's all over the place.
And my TiVo just won't stop recording it.
They call him Lord of the Pants. Former Riverdance star Michael Flatley has been accused of raping a woman in a Las Vegas hotel. Now he's counter-suing her for $100 million. He says she's trying to squeeze money out of him for what was really a consensual one-night stand.
And it hit him so hard, it knocked the feces out of him.
King of pants.
The Irish dancer says her lawyer demanded money and threatened to sue him if he didn't pay.
The Irish are always being picked on.
Magically delicious.
Quoting Flatley's lawyer, what this lady did was outrageous. It will do tremendous damage to Mr. Flatley. Even when he wins the case, some people will still believe the accusations.
Click.
Flatley does like the ladies. A British gossip website says he has a bedroom drawer full of explicit pornos, especially of big-busted women.
Hello.
Well, now, what's wrong with that?
That's fine. Would you like to look at my big-busted women? Oh, look at her areolas.
This little girl had knockers!
Let me get my porno drawer.
Nick Nolte says he's working especially hard to stay sober, especially since his arrest last year for driving under the influence of drugs.
You don't understand. It's driving me crazy. Are you
working hard, Nick?
I'm just killing myself. I'm killing myself. I really want a drug. I want a drug and drink again. Mm-hmm. I got to be drunk and drinking. You don't understand. This is so hard. That picture of me, everybody, that's all people care about anymore, that picture of my crazy
hair. Oh, with your crazy hair.
I just feel so... My God, what's the matter with me? I'm just dying here.
What are you?
I'm a teacher.
Well, Nolte says it was that mugshot, that picture that we were all laughing at last year that made him decide to come clean and get clean.
Okay, I looked a little kooky.
Quote again, there's nothing hiding there.
No.
Reporters say Nolte looked trim, tan, and healthy while promoting his new movie about a gambler who's addicted to heroin. Nolte's out on a 3-year probation and undergoing court-ordered counseling and drug testing.
Oh, for God's sakes, look at that picture. I look like Joe Ardinger.
And leave it to the Germans. Leave it to the Germans to teach an octopus how to open a vacuum-sealed jar of shrimp. Granted, octopuses... Sure, they have 8 legs and lots of suction cups and a real love of shrimp. But in Munich, zookeepers say 5-month-old Frida learned to open the jars by watching them do it.
I mean, there's too many good elements in this.
I know.
Krauss.
Right.
Right. The octopus is named Frida.
That's right.
And it has something to do with a zookeeper.
There you go.
They say that this octopus learned to open jars of shrimp by watching the zookeepers. Divers would go underwater first and then open the jars. Now she, Frida, can do it herself.
In the morning.
Hey, Frida, how you doing?
Once Frida gets her tentacles on something...
Frida, I want you to open this jar for me.
Hello, this is Scott Shannon.
Morning Zoo.
Quoting the head of the aquarium, depending on how tight the lid is, it takes her anything from 10 seconds to an hour to open the jar. This is now big entertainment for zoo-goers twice a week.
But we got to get out
in Germany.
Stop it, please. All right. Okay, we got to go.
Finally.
We got to go.
Someone call for a doctor? Someone call for a doctor?
In Piscataway, New Jersey, a college student has been arrested on video voyeurism charges. He's accused of hiding a camera in his room to spy on his roommate and the roommate's girlfriend having sex. But he apparently didn't stop there. School officials say he put the camera on the internet so he and some friends could watch from another room. The room he found the camera. Recording video of someone without their knowledge is not illegal in New Jersey, but secretly recording their voice is illegal.
I think it's this way, Charlie.
No, this way, Joe.
No, this way, Charlie.
No, this way, Joe.
No, this way. No!
Wow!
So the student with the camera has been charged with intercepting an oral communication.
Mm. Oh! Mm-hmm.
I'm mm-hmm. Buzz Burbank mm-hmm. on the Don and Mike Show.
Mm-hmm.
There they go.
Oh!
Oh! Yeah.
God. Wow.
That's crazy now, isn't it?
We gotta go. Have a great weekend, everybody. Don't hurt yourselves. We'll be back with a new episode Monday. I love you, Frida. Love you, Bart. Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Peace, Don.
War, Mike.
Someone call for a doctor?
Hey, Linus.
Hey, traditional five flavor.
Not very long until we're on our way out there.
I'll see you out west.
To the Magic City.
BM.
Eaters.
Can we meet again? This is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.